Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I think what we need is like a centralized government that all the nations just talk to and say, let's just ask them what we do.
What I say is we need a common sense emperor, and I would like to volunteer for that job.
Of the world.
Of the world. Yes, of the world.
Emperor of the world.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Hi, Teddy. Happy belated birthday, Teddy.
Happy birthday.
Doing good, Mike.
Yesterday was Teddy's birthday. Took the day off. What is this for you, Ted? Is it 53 or 54?
No, it's less than that.
Is it 52?
Yeah.
All right, 52. I'm sorry.
Don't make me any older.
I'm sorry. No. Teddy's 52. I was just reading an article today, Teddy. You know what? We'll talk about that later.
Oh, will we? Can't wait to find out about this article.
It was a real article.
Was it?
It's
as opposed to a fake article?
It was on a Health Digest.
Okay.
It's not like one of these offshoot websites nobody's ever heard of before.
Yeah, like live/live science.
Yeah, science is studying the effects of, how should I say this?
How should you?
Self-stimulation.
Ah.
Over the age of 50. Wow. What happens to your body? Is it good for you? Good news, Ted. The more you self-gratify yourself,
yeah,
the healthier you will be.
I think you only needed one self there. You double-selfed.
Bill self.
Self-gratify yourself. Not necessary.
All right. I'm just saying, do more of touchy pee-pee, and you'll be healthy as a horse.
I like how we went from delicate to completely...
No. I feel like if you use...
Informal.
I've always thought that if you use, like, kitty words...
Yeah.
Like pee-pee, poo-poo, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not as gross.
Oh, buddy, it can get so much worse than what you just said.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying if you stick to the kitty words, you don't stick to the kitties.
No.
That you don't do. You stay away from them.
I feel like kids like the word goo.
Yeah, we've used goo.
I feel like kids like the word, they're used to like sprinklers, use a hose for a sprinkler. I feel like if you said the goo hose, jail. Like, that's way worse.
You just did say it.
That's just way worse than what you said. And you said kitty words are fine. I'm telling you they're not. Okay. You can make them awful.
Anyway, Teddy, I was reading a thing today. It said, jerky gurky over the age of 50. Good for you.
Thanks for the heads up.
Why doesn't someone make pickled jerky?
That doesn't,
and call it gurky
Teddy,
jerky.
That doesn't mean do it now. Put the mouse back in the house.
Okay. Come on, Carlos Baer. Get it together.
No, he would just slap it.
There was
no end game to that. He was just punishing himself.
Yeah,
he wasn't gratifying himself.
No. Of course not.
Happy Friday. Hey, it's Tool of the Week Friday. At Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. It's also a Common Man's Basement Friday.
This
I'm going to go
exciting.
Live tonight at 8 o'clock on my YouTube channel, Common Man's Basement. Just go to YouTube, search Common Man's Basement, subscribe. 8 o'clock, me live from the basement. I have provided some props for tonight.
Oh?
They're waiting for me.
What do you mean you've provided some props?
Well, I have some displays I'm going to show people tonight.
Are they related to the sponsor of
No.
Common Man's
Okay. We do have a sponsor. The sponsor is the Lion's Den.
Okay.
They've sponsored. I have asked for items to use. I have not received those yet, but I'm sure I will. And I'm very excited to display them when I do. I won't have Samantha in the room when I take that stuff out, but
good call.
She was going through my old yearbooks.
Okay.
And so I took a couple of those out to show to the people.
Oh, very nice.
About, you know, what people wrote about me. See if I've really changed.
All good things?
To see if I've really changed that much from like sixth grade to now as an adult.
Was it in your yearbook where you had said you were going to be on the cover of SI for Kids?
No, that was, I was younger then. That was like second grade.
Did you learn from that?
No.
No. If you don't know the story,
I lie for a living.
Mike showed up to school in the fall and said, I'm going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated for Kids, which is a big deal.
Because when you're a kid, like, you don't think summertime's ever going to come. Right? That's just so far away.
Yes.
You're in September. You're like, May? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
Right.
May's never going to come. I can lie and lie and lie, and I'll never get called on it. Well, until May comes. And I said, good news. I've been selected by Sports Illustrated for Kids to appear on the May cover, and I can pick which athlete I want to be on the cover with. And it was Michael Jordan. I forget who else that I could pick between. And I was sort of asking the kids, like, which one do you think I should pick? And they really got into it for a while.
Yeah.
Then as the date got closer, they started to question me a little bit more.
That is poor planning on your part.
And I'm like, no, you just wait and see. You're going to look stupid. And I doubled down.
How does the line work now with kids? I feel like it can't go that far because instantly someone will be like, no, he's completely lying. Look, I just Googled it on my phone. They discontinued that magazine 18 years ago. It doesn't exist. Like, there's no way you could get away with a lie like that now because people would instantly be able to figure it out.
Before the internet, it was a liar's paradise until you were called on it. And I doubled down. I said, man, you're all going to look stupid in May when that issue hits your mailbox and I'm there smiling at you.
I mean, if you're going to lie, you might as well go all the way. You got to let them know that you got to bluff your way through.
And so then May came and I said there was a production delay. You know, the printing, there was some sort of, they had to use last month's cover.
I see.
It was supposed to be last month's, but they use it this month.
Uh-huh.
And don't worry, though, it'll be out next month in June. Well, there was no school in June.
So you were clear.
So I came back then in late August, early September for the next year. And thankfully, everybody had forgotten. Nobody remembers.
Yeah, this is how liars get away with it. On small stakes,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
You know, if you're Michael Scott promising laptops to children, then it doesn't work out so well. Mike, that's from the show The Office.
I got it.
Where the boss promises a bunch of underprivileged kids he's going to give them computers, and then they actually turn 18 when they get ready to go to college. He can't fund it. He doesn't have the money.
I see. The intentions were good.
He didn't anticipate that, like, he thought he would be in better financial situation by that point.
So tonight at 8, if you care anything about me, you will pop into Common Man's Basement live stream on YouTube. Please do it. We had the weather-delayed Hall of Fame game last night, weather-shortened Hall of Fame game, but it was football nonetheless. Bears beat the Texans. My guy, Brett Rippon. I've always said he was a star.
Everyone's saying that.
My God, he took over, threw three touchdowns. The game was sadly called in the third quarter. Look, they should call every preseason game third quarter.
I was going to say, I actually think it would be really good if they just have a fan contest where someone is brought out from the crowd and they have like a fishbowl with numbers on it or something on it that they draw. And based on what they pull out of the fishbowl, that's when the game ends. So maybe they pull out a 2 and they cut 2 minutes off the end of the game. Or they pull out, you know, like 14, and it's like, that's actually going to take us now almost to the third quarter. We're not even going to play the fourth quarter. But you don't know until the fan draws it, and they do it at halftime, and everybody's on pins and needles. I think that'd be great.
Fine by me. It was good to see, you know, teams in uniforms.
Yeah.
Even though it's really nobody that we recognized. I was curious to see how the new kickoff rules would look, And, you know, we didn't get anything dynamic, but we did see the ball taken out last night.
That's right. Yes. That's, I mean, that kickoff rule to me is going to be a very different look. It was very interesting to watch it the first time because it just looks like nothing I've really watched. I know they were doing that in, was it the USL?
No, it was the XFL.
XFL. Well, whatever we have now. I forget what it's called now. Is that where we started this, Teddy?
You know what? I don't know.
Well, whatever. They've tried this
elsewhere.
Teddy's over
there self-gratifying.
Just enjoying some birthday cake.
That's right. I mean, yeah. Hey, it's healthy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that is going to get a little, it's going to take a little time to get used to it. We will go through this again where the normal, you know, we are the hardcore fans, the ones who watched last night. Then you're going to have more normal fans who are going to check in when their team plays this weekend.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't watch it all last night.
Well, no, but I'm saying you flipped it on because it's, as a hardcore football fan, we're all going to want to see that. And then I don't know if you stay with it or not, but there are going to be a lot of people that maybe are in your life that didn't watch this game, but they're going to watch their team's first preseason game.
Yeah.
And they're going to be shocked. And then you're going to have people in your life, at work, wherever, that you're going to get to the first game of the season. And they're going to be freaking out when they see it. They're going, what the hell is this? So just be prepared for that. As those of us who have watched it, have seen it, it's bizarre looking. It's going to take some time to get used to. But I also don't think it's an inherently bad system. I think it actually makes a lot of sense what they're trying to do. If you believe you still want to see kickoffs return for touchdowns, this gives you a chance of seeing that as opposed to them just having every possession start on like the 25-yard line, which is what they probably will do if this doesn't work.
Bone, today is a very important day. There was a press release that came out today. If I knew that it was going to be today, I forgot about it. But today is the day that Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington officially join the Big Ten.
Officially.
Officially. They're in it.
Yep.
So we're up to 18 teams.
And most importantly, the you know, the Big Ten commercial that Big Ten Network runs?
They've changed the map.
With the map and the little, mm-hmm. they fly over all the different places, it. Cartoons. Now they start out west, mm-hmm. and we get all the West Coast teams in there too. And you know what? It actually made me a little sentimental. I enjoyed that today. You know what? I wasn't expecting to be moved by a BTN promo.
Man, I didn't realize
but it was great.
McGee was here. I thought he was just at home watching the Olympics.
No, I mean, I didn't like openly cry. I just thought, you know what? They knocked it out of the park. I didn't think they could improve on that other commercial, but they have. Now I'll be sick of it by like week two.
But it hits
they'll play it 100
hits you
times.
In the feels. You weren't expecting it.
Yeah, exactly right.
A big game tomorrow night. Well, I mean, it's a spectacle. I'm not going to say it's a big game.
Yes.
Manchester City, and Chelsea over at the Shoe tomorrow night. They have brought in special grass just for this event.
Yep.
T-Bone's wearing a scarf right now to celebrate the occasion. His children are going to be like the ball kids.
That's right.
Man, must be nice to be Bone.
The older two. They wouldn't let the youngest. She's too young.
Wow.
But the older two are going to get out there.
She doesn't know what she's missing. But the older ones, that's quite the thing.
Yeah. I told him if they see Erling Haaland, they need to just try to like get a selfie with him or ask him for an autograph just right in the middle of the game. That surely won't get them kicked out or anything. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool for the city to have this. And if you're in town and you came in town just for this, welcome.
Welcome.
And we're sorry for this dumb radio show you've turned
into
thinking you're hearing sports.
Be very confused.
It's not a sports show. Although it's on a sports station, we're sorry to disappoint.
Yeah. Buckeyes with day two of fall camp today. Ryan Day stopped by Morning Juice. You will hear from Ryan Day coming up next. And we had some very upset people yesterday because Teddy was not here and Ryan Day was speaking and the bullwhip did not make an appearance. Don't worry, we'll make up for it today.
Mm-hmm.
Common Man and T-Bone. Thank you.
Woo!
Teddy took a break from bumping.
No, I think that was another, that's
keep
the noise.
Keep bumping, Teddy! Keep bumping! Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at some stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute delay on southbound 315 between 670 East and Town Street. And if you're traveling southbound 71 on the north side between North Broadway and 11th Avenue, expect a slowdown there. This report is sponsored by Pirani's Hockey World. Got some old hockey gear you've been looking to get rid of? Sideline Swap will be on hand the last 3 days of the Pirani's Hockey World annual summer sale event in Westerville, August 1st to the 11th, to purchase your lightly used sports gear. Don't miss it. I'm Nicole for 97.1.
Oh, hello! was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
On the Fan Traffic.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Maybe you've seen commercials on TV with big-breasted ladies trying to talk about getting your noodle a little bit more al dente. Tri-State Men's Health has gone a different direction. They have hired a big-breasted man to tell you about erectile dysfunction. Hey, that's me. Tri-State Men's Health, they have treatments when the pills or herbals fail. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. That's good. And some treatments can have you last an hour or more. They have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having private time the day after your appointment. Yeah, they'll do it to you right there in the room. No, they'll treat you in the room.
Oh,
they're not
that,
going to
okay.
do you in
okay,
the room.
Good.
You're on your own for that.
That's right. Yeah.
At least now. You get a Groupon, everything's game. Call them. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code PPNoWorky.
I don't know where you get your Groupons from, but I don't think that's the right website.
Groupons.
Mm-hmm.
What did I tease for you?
Something.
Oh, Ryan Day. Ryan Day. The guys were back at practice today. It was day two of Ohio State fall practice. Morning Juice was broadcasting live. We had Bishop and Friends broadcasting live. So Ryan Day made an appearance today on Morning Juice. Would you like to hear from the coach? Please say yes.
I would love to.
Here is Ryan Day talking about how he's excited to put the pads on tomorrow.
Tomorrow we start putting the pads on, and we'll have 2 days of that. That'll be a longer practice. We have a couple different styles of practice. But, for the first couple days, the last couple years, we've found that the way that we do our practice has been good in terms of getting them going, and it's an acclimatization period. So trying to get a lot of reps, trying to get them off their feet, recover. And then once we add the pads into it, that's a whole other thing. So every time you add something new, you just have to be aware of that. Our guys train all off season for this. And one of the things I think, Bobby, maybe you've seen this summer is that we added the weighted vests.
Yeah.
And so what we try to do is simulate what that's like, to have shoulder pads and helmets on so that their body's ready for that. You see so many different things that go on, the first few days of, NFL preseason camp, during the college season, you start to see this stuff. So we try to get out in front of it. I think that, today will be like it was yesterday, and then we'll change it up tomorrow.
Mm. It says Teddy will be like it was yesterday or today?
Today.
Oh.
I think I know what he means when he just, there's so much generalization now with the way that coaches talk because they presume that everyone just knows what they mean. But when he's saying, like, we see so much stuff around camp when they do this, was he saying that when players put on pads and get into helmets and pads, then more injuries pop up? There was just a lot of indefinite pronouns there, and I couldn't really follow.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think that's what he was getting at. Wasn't quite sure.
Here is Coach Day talking about how things change when you add new coaches and new faces to the staff.
We have to decide eventually, who's going to be on the headsets because there is a limitation on the headsets.
Same number of headsets as
23
before?
Is where it's okay. at right now. We're now allowed to give, those guys are allowed to, speak on the headsets and everything like that. So that's important. And then with the tablets being on the sideline, that's another critical part of how we're going to do things. But I would say in practice yesterday, I felt, an energy that probably wasn't there last year just because everybody can now feel like, they can really coach. Yeah. In the past, they couldn't do that. They kind of had to stand there and watch and help with the coaches. But now that they can get involved, they can give tactical information, they can be involved, and they can, chase guys around out in the field. So I thought that was good, and I feel good about our support staff, the guys that we brought in. We got some good young guys. We got some older guys with some experience. So there's decent balance there on the staff.
All right.
23 headsets?
23 headset, 23 guys on the headset. So maybe
wow.
There's a couple guys that have to share a headset.
Yeah, but How many people do you need on a headset is what I'm saying.
Well, they're not like, all talking at once.
No, but I'm saying if that's like, we don't know if we're going to have enough, that seems like that's far too many. 23 people on a headset?
Let's have to assume, too, because a lot of coaches sound similar. Probably have to identify yourself. Maybe by nickname.
Hey, what do you think? I think we should run the ball here. Yeah, I think that's right. Oh, yeah, let's run the ball.
Who is this?
Some guy in the stands with a headset's just like, hey, how's it going? Can I get an autograph?
Hey, man, someone will figure that out. How to splice into the signal or whatever they call it.
I'm having a little fun with this, but seriously, we know if there was ever a way, if they wanted to make more money, NASCAR does this where you can listen to the radio communications of the cars throughout the race. You can hear what the crew chiefs and drivers are saying, and they have code words so that people can't figure out what they're talking about.
Yeah, but their code words are all slurs.
No. No, but what you can hear is when somebody cuts them off, you can hear them cuss that person out, or you can hear them mad that their pit crew didn't get the job done quick enough. Do you know how much money they would make if you walked into a college or pro football stadium and they said, hey, if you pay us $75, you can listen in? My God. There'd also be a million Connor Stallions at every game.
Can I say something? Here's why that will never happen.
Why?
Because coaches don't want anybody to know. And I'm not saying this is the way it is here. I'm saying this is the way it is everywhere. I don't care if you have the best coach in the world, the most successful coach in the world. Coaches don't want you to know how often during the game that they have no control over what's going on.
Uh-huh. I know.
That they're just flying by the seat of their pants.
If you think the reason this doesn't happen is because, security, they don't want us to know our plays.
No.
They know all the plays. They watch them. They see the play. They can go, look, it looks like they're going to run this. They're looking at formations. They don't care what you call it.
You know how many times on the headset during a game someone will ask, what the hell was that? Or what just happened? And there's a voice that comes through that says, I don't know.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
My bad. I don't know. They don't want you to hear that. That's never going to happen.
Well, you know what, though? I'm telling you, you can make a lot of money off of it. What I'm saying is football sometimes takes itself too seriously because you watch NBA games. They got all the coaches mic'd up. You can hear everything they're saying. You watch a NASCAR race. They do this. You can hear all kinds of stuff. Everything is known what you're doing. Let us listen in. Let's go. Or you know what? You got 23 headsets. Put a couple of fake ones on there. Put a couple guys who are just saying like, oh yeah, Ramrod, Shim Sham, woo! Like, and then that's not the play call, but we'll feel like we're involved. Come on.
Just lie to us.
Lie to us. Let's have some ingenuity here. Let me in.
Where was it? Was it China where they had the big waterfall?
Oh, yeah.
Right? This big spectacle, this big waterfall, and Chinese people from all across the land would come and they would vacation there to see this waterfall.
One of the largest waterfalls in the world as far as height.
It's majestic. They take pictures of it. Well, whatever. I guess this past summer, it's been very dry in this region of China, and yet people couldn't quite figure out how the waterfall was still so robust.
Yes.
Even though there wasn't look to be a ton of water above it for that water to fall down. So some curious people, they hiked up where they weren't supposed to be. You know, this is a restricted area. This is China.
Yes.
They'll kill your family. So they walked up there and said, there's a big giant hose, a big
there's a pipe. There's a metal pipe.
Just throwing water out. And the people down there are like, yay, and they're taking pictures. They don't care.
You can't see it.
That's what I said. I said, lie to me. I don't care if there's a pipe. Lie to me. Give me fake headset calls.
Absolutely right.
1-2 chopper chopper spread eagle.
Yeah, I want to hear that. You're not hearing the players because they don't have the in-helmet communications, right? Or are we changing that now? Did we switch to that?
It's starting this year.
It's starting. That's right. Because last year, because of Connor Stallions, who remember did nothing.
No, it had
wrong,
nothing to do with Connor Stallions.
But they changed the whole rule anyway.
They were trending that way anyway.
Coincidentally, the same year that they had one of the biggest cheating scandals in NCAA
history.
They've
been working on this for 35 years. The NFL has a new best friend. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right shoulder and causing some delay on westbound 670 near Cleveland Avenue. And you'll hit some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a five-minute slowdown on southbound 71 on the north side between 670 and I-70. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. When it comes to your favorite toppings, Donato's doesn't take them lightly. Actually, quite the opposite. They pile them on from edge to edge. Now for a limited time, get 25% off when you order online and pick it up. Use promo code TAKE25. Donatos, every piece is important. I'm Nicole for 97.1.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan traffic.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. I have decided to put on my Crystal Palace football jersey to match T-Bone's scarf. I mean, I know Crystal Palace is not playing tomorrow with the shoe, but still.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about this, because so I'm wearing the Manchester City Chelsea scarf they sent over.
This is what I have.
Well, I know, but I'm tomorrow.
I don't look strong.
Yeah, you look good.
I've been working on my pecs.
I can tell.
You like it?
Yeah, you got some. You're flexing over there.
Ah!
Wow. This is...
Tune in tonight! Watch me do the total gym in the basement.
You and Christy Brinkley? And her husband,
yes.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck, that's right. I forgot. Old producer Porkchop thought they were married.
Yes. This was heartbreaking news for him when we had to let him know.
Are you kidding? I thought my whole world has no meaning.
Hey, good news. If you want to see him, he's making an appearance today.
Who's making an appearance?
Porkchop on another television platform.
What?
Online only.
You
online.
Know what you know what this is. I'll tell you off the air. You know what it is.
No, I don't know what
you
it
do.
Is.
Hey, peeps. Oh, is he on that?
Yes. I just saw him. Just
what
as
are we doing? Both of you idiots. What are you doing? All right. What was I going to say?
No, so here's the question I have for you, because I'm wearing I don't root for Chelsea. I don't root for Manchester City. I am just going tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the game. And I have this question because we have our jersey rule.
Yeah.
Now, English soccer is a little different, where like Manchester City has won the last four championships. There's only a handful, maybe two or three teams that can win the Premier League on a given day.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have an Aston Villa jersey. They were just in town last week. I didn't get to go. But Aston Villa jersey, that thing... Jack Grealish played for Aston Villa, and he's playing for Manchester City, probably on the field tomorrow.
All right, so you're wondering if you can wear it.
Because it's a celebration of the Premier League.
Here's what I'm going to say, and I think I'm pretty fair on this.
Okay.
This is an exhibition.
Yeah.
This is a celebration.
Yes.
Of English soccer.
Yes.
And so I think if it's English soccer related, anything goes tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, I don't think like Real Madrid kits should count.
Well, no, it's Premier League. You're celebrating
it's Premier League.
Premier League.
You're celebrating two English clubs that have come here to play an exhibition.
Yeah.
I think all British things are allowed.
Now, if like Real Madrid was playing AC Milan, that's an Italian club and a Spanish club, I think those two would be in play.
Then you have both of those countries in play.
Any of the teams from those countries, I think, because Timmy was giving me a little crap the other day. Because, they brought the trophy here.
Yeah.
And I wore my Aston Villa jersey. Aston Villa is in the Champions League this year. And... they're a Premier League team. I was looking at the Premier League trophy wearing a Premier League team's jersey, and he said that was similar to him wearing a Blackhawks jersey when he went to Jackets practice.
Man, I wish he was here so I could punch him right in the sack. Not even close.
I said, Timmy, if they had invited me to Manchester City's training ground, I either would wear normal clothing, or if they gave me a jersey to wear, I would wear that. But I'm not going there in my Aston Villa jersey or my crew jersey for that matter, because that's not what that is.
Timmy was invited to a Blue Jackets thing at the Ice House.
Now, fairness to him, he had just gotten to town like a month before
this. Well, who cares? What's the difference?
He just moved here.
Well, like we said, wear regular clothes. They're still going to let you in the building if you're just wearing regular clothes.
Yeah.
Timmy decides to respond to this invitation from the Blue Jackets in their place wearing a Blackhawks jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even a Blackhawk fan.
Well, that was the weirdest part.
He just happened to have it. Because he loves all things Native American lore.
I guess so. Yeah, so that was one where he tried to bust me on that. And I said, I don't think that's the same thing, buddy.
No, it's not the same thing.
Now, there were members of Manchester City's trophy presentation team here.
Well, because they're in charge of the trophy.
But you know what? A little off the record, on the record, I'm gonna spill the beans.
What?
You know, the British love their beans.
Hey.
I had one of the guys, I said, hey, I'm sorry I'm wearing this Aston Villa jersey. I know you guys are Manchester City. And he goes, between you and me, mate, I'm a Liverpool man. And it's a job. He has a job. He works for them, but he's a Liverpool guy.
I was talking about this on Friday when you were gone. I was doing the 3 o'clock hour solo.
Yeah.
That was a train wreck, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was great.
The mayor of London, whose name I forget.
Not Boris Johnson.
No, not Boris Johnson.
He's done.
I forget his name.
I don't remember his
name. Anyway, he was talking about Premier League games coming to the United States.
Yes.
Now, you would think the mayor of a big city in England would just take the stance of, no, we need to keep all these games here, because why would I want to send our money and fans elsewhere? Spend your money in London.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the mayor of London. And
right.
He said, the NFL comes here, we should go there. Also, I'm a Liverpool fan. And I'm thinking to myself, how would that work? You're the mayor of London. Everybody knows I'm a Liverpool fan. It's like if Ginther came out and said, go blue! Right?
Yeah, I think there's this. I do feel like England, the people are so entrenched with their soccer teams. You're right on the one half, where I don't know why he would come out and say, yeah, send our teams over there. Who cares? That's loser talk, in my mind.
If you're the mayor of London?
The mayor of London.
Yes.
But London itself has like 6 or 7 Premier League championship level teams. So even if you're the mayor of London, you're keeping no one happy. If you I like Chelsea, all the other fan groups are going to be like, screw this guy. So instead you say,
I like Liverpool, that's better?
Because to them, that's like a million miles away.
Okay.
Even though here, that's like a 3-hour car ride or less. Like there, that's like, oh my gosh, that's so far away. Thank God he doesn't support any of these teams. We wouldn't have to be mad at him for any of that. I honestly think that's his play. I bet he's not even a Liverpool fan. It's probably just what he's doing to politically stay safe from everybody else's true teams that they love in London.
The NFL has a new best friend. It is the federal judge that has overturned the $4.7 billion verdict in the lawsuit. This is the Sunday Ticket thing.
Oh,
U.S. man. District Judge Philip Gutierrez ruled yesterday that the testimony of two witnesses for the subscribers had flawed mythologies and should have been excluded.
Okay. Just to point out, this was a how many billions of dollars settlement or judgment?
4.7 billion, but that also could have been increased.
Right.
Because they technically violated antitrust rules,
so
and you can,
been,
I think, triple the fine.
Yeah,
is that
it could
right?
have been upwards of $12 or $13 billion against the NFL. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what
Why
the ins and outs are.
Why do you always have to say that?
Because I'm about to tell you right now, I don't understand how in the world, like, you can get through all the way through all of this, the trial, everything, get to a state where you're awarding damages, and then a judge comes in and goes, oh, never mind, testimony bad, whoops-a-doozle. Doesn't that feel a little bit like the rich and powerful billionaires nudged and leaned on whoever they had to nudge and lean on to get this thing not to be going against them?
It could be, or it could be as simple as, you know, oh, look, John Jones just beat that guy. And then 3 months later, oh, yeah, you failed a drug test right before the thing, so didn't count.
I don't know what I'm talking about on this world. It does feel suspicious that this was like, oh, and hey, NFL's on TV tonight. Yay, we're all done with this. Like, that was weird timing. They just ruled on this like a week ago, didn't they? Or less?
It was a couple weeks. It wasn't longer than that.
All right, but I'm saying, the judicial system, not usually known for its expedited processes on this type of thing.
Well, the plaintiffs will now appeal. The plaintiffs being the subscribers.
By the way, they didn't throw out the amount and say, give us a new amount. He overturned, basically said the NFL ruling, didn't do anything wrong.
That's
now.
Right.
They have to go back to square one and retry this case if they're going to appeal it. They basically have to start over again.
That's right. Wow. The owners were very excited to get that phone call last night, weren't they?
Oh, I'm...
I think there's like a text chain.
I would
Where they all text each other, but then they have to call Mike Brown on a rotary phone?
No. They're again, I'm going to make this joke as someone with not an iPhone. Mike Brown's the one with the like blue bubble or green bubble, whatever the bubble
it's
that's
the
wrong.
Green bubble.
Yeah, that's what Mike Brown is.
People. You're
that's
that guy for me.
I am.
But by the way, the two people I text the most, you and Timmy, are both green bubble to me, and I hate it.
Yeah, which means when me and Timmy and you are on a thread, you're our green bubble with your stupid blue bubble.
We gotta get on the same page.
Yeah. Well, two out of three says.
No. My whole life is decided by Apple now. I got the PC at home. I got the tabs. They're all connected.
My whole life is decided by Google. So I don't know what to tell you. We got competing multi-conglomerate companies that are vying for our security.
Teddy's iPhone.
Oh, that's true. On this show, I'm outnumbered.
Teddy's iPhone.
Well, I'm sorry.
The big boss, though, Fish. Green bubble.
That's right. Yeah, he's with me.
The burner phone.
Green bubble. Yeah, you know what, though? At some point, why can't we get a mandate that all the bubbles have to be the same color? Let's go. Figure it out. How do Google and iPhone not know how to talk to each other at this point?
I got a problem with the Big Ten.
Okay.
I got an issue with something. We're going to talk it through.
Is it called Rutgers?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you're
We're going to talk it through.
Maryland?
No. It's not an individual school. Will you shut up?
Purdue. It is Purdue, isn't it? I knew it was Purdue.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a 10-minute slowdown if you need to travel eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road, and expect stop-and-go traffic on westbound 670 from I-71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the $7 bacon cheeseburger meal deal will leave you and your wallet full. Grab a bacon cheeseburger, an order of regular fries, a drink, and a sundae for a whole lot of happy. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy tastes good. I'm Nicole for 97.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Point one, the Fan Trap.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy?
Yes, sir.
This ain't one of them.
Yeah. No, it's not.
That's right.
Not today.
Tonight, though, tonight could be a thing. I mean, it's not going to be one of them, but Common Man's Basement, live on YouTube, 8 o'clock.
There you go.
Be there or be a loser.
You know what? I didn't get to watch the first one live. I went back and checked it out later.
It's still there.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube.
If you want to go watch it, it's still there.
Yeah. But I'm going to, tonight, assuming the house is not crazy with people running around, which sometimes it is, I plan on sitting down, enjoying some fine bourbon given to us by your friend and mine, Uncle Bo Bishop. And then I am going to hopefully enjoy it as a viewer. I'm not going to be participating, but I'm going to try to check into Common Man's Basement tonight. Maybe I'll hop in the comments, but I will be sipping on some bourbon if I do so.
I will be sipping on the bourbon from Uncle Bo tonight. Last time I had a little glass of wine, I'm going to have Bo's bourbon, 116 proof.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's high test,
loose
baby.
Lips tonight, kids. Loose lips. You going to come on the in the chat tonight, Teddy?
I was going to go to Filene's basement, but I might go to your basement instead.
Wow. Good job,
what a
Ted.
Pull. What a pull,
you had to
Teddy.
Take yesterday off just to come up with that joke,
yeah,
didn't
I
you?
I did, yes.
I was going to go to A&R Bar, but I think instead I'm going to go to the basement or Common Man's basement. There you go.
Did you? What did you do yesterday for your birthday?
I had lunch with my mom yesterday.
That's nice. Where'd you go?
Went to Steak and Shake.
I love Steak and Shake.
Nice steak burger and a cookie dough milkshake.
Fries, so, nice thin fries.
Yeah, the nice thin fries. Mm.
Do you go with the cheese on those or do you leave them plain?
On my hamburger?
No,
my
on the fries.
Oh, on the fries. Fries.
They'll put the little the liquid cheese on top.
Mine were just plain.
Tell you that's good. Okay. That's fine. No, that's fine though. I'll tell you, Steak and Shake, when it comes to getting yourself a real,
it's solid,
like pressed burger on a grill. I wish I could have the option to shave some onions into that and throw that in there, mash that in, you know, like a real smash burger. But It's very good. I love their burgers.
Well, and let's face it too. I like Shake Shack, right?
Yeah,
I go to Shake Shack on occasion. But I don't go as often as I probably would like to go because when the three of us go out to Shake Shack, it's $42.
Oh, Steak Shake. Is Steak Shake? What is happening to me?
It's Steak and Shake, and I help. Shake and Bake.
Yes. Yeah, Steak and Shake.
It's not $42.
No,
it's for three people.
I think I took all three of the girls and spent less than $30 there not long ago, probably within the last 6 months.
Right. I got a problem.
Okay.
I have lots of problems. I have a problem with the Big Ten. So the Big Ten has announced that the Big Ten tournament will be held in Vegas.
The Hoops Tourney.
Hoops Tourney, yes. Because there's no other tournament.
Well, there is. Well, I mean, but, I figure that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
T-Mobile Arena in Vegas will host the 2027 Women's Tournament and the 2028 Men's Tournament. They also announced that it's going to go to Detroit in the rotation too. I don't have as much of a problem with Detroit. That is Big Ten country. Ann Arbor's right down the road. Whatever. I have discussed this before, and this is not anything against Vegas. Vegas is fine, but I think that the tournament should stay in the Midwest. Or if you're going to go out west, don't give me this, well, we're going out west now to expand our platform because we have Western teams. Well, then go there.
Go to Los Angeles.
Right, go to Los Angeles. Or, go to the Staples Center. Or go to
Washington or Seattle.
Whatever
yeah.
you want to do. I'm just saying, look, that would be a pain in the ass for everybody to get to. I'm quite sure. Vegas, also not the shortest flight. Especially if you're coming from, you know, Rutgerland. Well, your laugh here. Why would
you know, it's probably an easier flight, though, because you probably get a better direct out of Newark or New York or somewhere. But
look, Vegas is its own spectacle, and I understand why you have NBA All-Star games there and, you know, it's glitz and glamour and drafts. I get it. But the Big Ten tournament should celebrate all things Big Ten.
Well, I also just have a problem where, in general now, you and I have both talked about this. I think you're on the same page with me. Las Vegas is one of those towns that if you're not from the United States, and that's totally fine, but if you're not from the United States, you think Las Vegas is like America. But in reality, most Americans know Las Vegas is nothing like America. It's like when people from outside of the country come here and say, I went to New York City, I went to Disney World
and
Vegas, and they think they've seen the country, and you really haven't. I'm with you. I would much rather have it be in a place. Vegas has just become the thing that everyone points to go, can we get our event there so we can say it was in Vegas?
You know, why don't you take care?
Is it that much more fun than going somewhere else?
Why don't you take care of the local communities that take care of you?
No
kidding. Vegas doesn't need our tourism dollars. They've got enough of it.
No,
right?
They're slotting us in between an F1 race and like now a football team is there and they're going to have basketball tournaments there and all kinds of other stuff from other conferences. Like why do you want to be just one of the many things on the menu?
You put the Big Ten tournament here or in Cleveland or in Minneapolis, that makes a difference. That's a big deal when the tournament comes to town.
Absolutely.
When you
right.
bring it to Vegas, you are just one of everything else they have there. You blend in with the porno convention they have down the street.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, it's good for TV because you can show the sphere and you
Who
can show
cares?
All that stuff. But I call me crazy. I don't think it's a terrible idea to put Los Angeles on your list before Las Vegas, since you now have two teams in L.A.
Well, we want to expand our Western. Okay.
Expand
to where
there.
You have two colleges now, UCLA and USC. Go there.
Vegas idea is stupid.
Ross Bjork paid us a visit today. You will hear from the new OSU AD coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 after 23 on the north outer belt. That's causing some hold up there. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to 4th Street. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. When it comes to your favorite toppings, Donato's doesn't take them lightly. Actually, quite the opposite. They pile them on from edge to edge. Now for a limited time, get 25% off when you order online and pick it up. Use promo code TAKE25. Donato's, every piece is important. I'm Nicole for 97.1.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Traffic.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
It is Tool of the Week, Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at manandbone971. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. I asked for questions to be submitted in advance for the basement show tonight.
Okay.
I mean, I'll still read questions from the chat on YouTube, but sometimes it's hard to keep up with the chat.
Yeah.
It's just going so fast.
Of course.
So I'm looking through Twitter at some of these advanced questions. Trevi Trev. People you can't picture having sex. The correct answer is Brandon Beam. Yes, it is. Brandon Beam has a lovely wife and an adorable little baby boy. But I'm telling you right now, the stork from Dumbo brought that baby. Because I cannot picture Beamer.
Why not?
I just can't. I can't do it.
He's too much of a baby face himself.
I mean, yes. I just can't do it. Maybe he's the complete opposite. Maybe he's just like a wild man.
The neighbors
have to call the police on him.
But here's the thing. You really don't want to go one direction or the other, do you, that way? Where if you're like too cherubic, I'm going to say.
Cherubic?
Like a cherub, like an angel. Like you've got the baby face, you've got the rosy cheeks. No one's picturing you having sex, right? But if you're on the other side, we're like, oh, I can picture that guy having sex. You're like, oh. What a weirdo, gross. That guy just looks like he has the look in his eye all the time. The guy who's just,
No, you're right. You can go the other way.
That's not good either. No, you don't want to be all the way over there.
No. You don't want to be that guy.
You want to be the type of person who's like, I can take it or leave it. That's the aura you want to give off if you are a sex haver is, it's fine. I get it.
I'm saying you take glasses off of Beamer. He's got those little pinhole eyes.
Yeah, he does.
You take the glasses off of him. You wrap him in like a white sheet. He looks like a Renaissance painting.
I'm saying he has an angelic face, not just a baby face. Well,
that's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe cherubic is the word. I think cherubic? I don't know the right way to say that word. I've read it. I don't know how to say it. It's like when I found out that it's not Halcyon. I believe it's Halcyon.
What the hell does that even mean?
Halcyon days? Like the greatest times. Halcyon.
I don't even know the damn word. So there you go. So anyway, people I cannot picture having sex. Brandon Beam, that is correct.
All right. Do we have any celebrities you can't picture having sex?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
She always strikes me as asexual. I mean, I know she's very pretty and everything, and she's been a movie star for a long time, but even in her peak, I never pictured her doing the deed.
Well, here's the problem. Like, I know she has the company Goop.
Yes.
And Goop, I guess picture is different than thinking of other parts of that whole discussion, because clearly her company has candles that are, I don't know how to put this delicately. They smell like undercarriage is best I can put it to you.
Yeah.
So someone who would even come up with that. Or
I thought
like,
Goop was her handball company.
No, that's a different company.
Because they dip their hands in goop when they play handball.
But I'm just saying, if you find out that she owns a company that has, you know, undercarriage scented candles, don't you then say, well, you know, she probably enjoys having some sex.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sure she does. I just can't picture it. That's all.
Here's one for me. Wayne Newton. I know he did, I'm quite sure, have a lot of sex. What I'm saying is I can't picture it.
Well, you know what? Richard Simmons just died.
Sure.
That's one for me.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, he, like, too polite.
And it has nothing to do with his sexual persuasion. It's just about him.
No, no.
Being the Richard thing is, Simmons.
I feel like he really enjoyed joking about it a ton. But that was almost like a, I'm going to joke around with you. Because if we actually ever talk about
I'm
doing
smooth
it
down there.
No, we're not
I don't
doing
even have
that.
The part.
Right. It's exactly right.
Ross Bjork, I just picture him rattling the headboard every single night.
Oh,
he's the new AD.
That looks like a guy who likes to have sex. I agree with you. Let's just say it looks
AD
like it is. That's
over
right.
Over at Ohio State, he was on Bishop and Friends today. Bishop and Friends was out at Buckeye practice day 2. Here is Ross Bjork talking about football scheduling moving forward.
Look, from a value standpoint, if you can play that one marquee non-conference game, holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, that lifts sort of the whole platform, even more so than what we have. But we're also playing 9 conference games. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on the other side of it in the SEC where we were playing 8 mm-hmm. conference games. And the Big Ten's like, they should be playing 8, not 9 games like us. Now I'm on this side of it. And so, look, I think if it makes sense and it puts you in a better playoff position and it drives the value that it does, play a marquee game. We have Texas the next 2 years, 25-26. We have Alabama after that. We have Georgia after that. We don't have anybody booked after the Georgia series, so we're actually going to monitor what do these games mean in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Do you have to play these games because you're playing 9 conference games? The key in all of this, I think, is going to be balance from a health and safety standpoint. And so the way I think our schedule is balanced this year with 2 bye weeks, that's health and safety. The way it's balanced in terms of competitiveness, I think it fits from a health and safety standpoint. Moving into the sort of the new playoff model with potentially 16, 17 games, I think that's going to matter even more.
Yeah.
And so I want to play marquee games. Coach Day wants to play marquee games, but do you need to?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in the Big Ten. That's to be determined. We don't know that full equation yet. But how do we make sure that we have the biggest stage, continue to have the biggest stage possible? And if that means playing those kind of games, then we'll embrace it.
All right, let me put that through the little common man BS filter. You ready?
Yeah.
He wanted to say, look, he wanted to say looky here. I don't think we use looky here enough.
Looky here.
Looky here. Michigan won the national championship last year playing the easiest non-conference schedule of any Power 5 school in college football.
Yep.
So why the hell would I go out and bust my ass to try and get a major opponent on the schedule when I can now look at my conference resume and say, look at this. Look at the trip we have to make to Oregon. Look at the trip we have to make to USC. What is the SEC saying? Look at the 2-hour bus ride we made to another hillbilly location.
Right?
I mean, that's been the... What was the school? There was a school, I forget which one it was. It was one of the hillbilly SEC schools where they looked at one season and they didn't have to go more than 150 miles for their games.
I feel like that was LSU one year, but I could be totally wrong on that. Yeah, your point is well taken that down in the SEC, no one cares if you, because they just say, oh, the SEC schedule is so tough, even though they only play 8 games in it. No matter what else they do, they can schedule Citadel, they can schedule College of Charleston, they can schedule whoever they want, which I think those are in the same city now that I think about it. Anyway, they can schedule whoever, and it's not going to matter because they play in the SEC. But the Big Ten is expected to, from a national perspective, why aren't you playing more tough games? That is unfair, I think. However, I had hopes, given that the college football playoffs now allow you. What is the amount of losses it would take for Ohio State not to make the playoffs, Mike?
3?
3,
okay. Probably.
Do you think there's a chance they lose 3 games
No.
this year?
No.
Or in any reasonable schedule going forward? Probably
No.
not. Okay? So, yes, you have a couple conference games that are obviously going to be tough, as ever. But if you added a non-conference that's power four, big time program, like he talked about, Texas and Bama and Georgia, those are all names that are great. If you're going to do that, you're still not running the risk of getting out of the playoffs, most likely. I had thought schools might lean into that more. You hear this comment, it sounds more like he's saying, Yeah, but health and safety. We've got 16, 17 games. Like we talked about that yesterday. I'm feeling more and more like these ADs are going to see that and go, not only should we not play anybody, maybe we don't even need to play all these games. They might start cutting down on non-conference games and just say, what's the point? We're going to play a bunch of non-conference games anyway.
Well, they're not going to do that because on the TV money.
Well, fair enough. You're right.
Shrinks.
But I'm just saying, if you cared about health and safety, if that was the thing driving it, they would probably think, let's get rid of those because we don't need them.
They're not heartless bastards. I'm not saying that they are. Of course they care about health and safety. They want everybody to be healthy and safe. But that's not the number one priority here. It's down the list.
Well,
they do care about it, but that's not why.
You have to balance things, right? You have to manage things. The number one thing they want to do is manage that checkbook. And they're going to do that by playing as many games as possible. And if that means then you have to back off on the non-conference schedule, oh well.
You know, Bone, one of my favorite guys in sports media. Well, actually, Skip Bayless, his final show was today. If you missed my little solo experiment last Friday, I talked about him and how I pretty much said, go to hell. And I mean that sincerely. No one cares about you. I hope we never see you again. Colin Cowherd, also one of my favorite guys.
Sodas. Who drinks, by the way? Anybody who drinks soda anyway? It's just like, seriously.
You know, he always knows what the hell he's talking about. Look, we're stupid. We make a lot of mistakes on this show, but we don't claim to be any sort of authority figure. We call out our own stupidity. We have fun with our stupidity. Colin Cowherd takes himself very, very seriously. So he's talking about the new kickoff rules in the NFL last night. Said this on his show today. The NFL is not perfect, but they're always willing, unlike baseball, to change things. Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Couldn't he have just said that sentence without the phrase, unlike baseball, and it would have been perfectly fine?
Fine.
His point is that the NFL makes changes when they need to, and they're a flexible league. That's all a fine point to make if you want to. Why are you throwing baseball into that mix?
Now, perhaps his, like, man boy, Jason McIntyre, came in right after that and said, excuse me, boss, but what you just said really makes no sense. And then they had a conversation about it. But in the absence of that, let's really look at this. So baseball, as annoying as I find them sometimes, in recent years, they have changed the draft lottery, changed to a lottery.
Yeah.
Eliminated shifts, implemented a pitch clock, took away pitchers hitting. You have the DH all the time in every game. You have every team playing each other.
Interconference play.
You have
interleague play.
Yeah, interleague play. That's
it.
You have as close to a balanced schedule as you have ever had in Major League Baseball. You have a zombie / ghost runner in the 10th inning. What else am I? You've limited engagements to throw over to the bases, so that's increased stolen bases.
You've enlarged
the bases.
You've put advertising on the jerseys, right? I mean, like, they've done way more.
You've expanded the postseason to 12 teams.
And we are on the verge of it. I don't know how soon it's going to happen, but within probably the next 5 years, you are going to see them probably go to a balls and strikes automated system that umpires will still be on the field, but they're not going to be the ones making that call anymore. That seems to be on the way, the momentum for that.
I'm just saying, look, baseball is a lot of things. Unwilling to change, at least in the last 5 years, is not one of them.
That's 100% right.
I have a problem with the Olympics. I think you know what it is? It's racism is what it is.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and we're going to talk about it coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit a slowdown if you need to travel southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. And watch out for an accident that's on the left shoulder of southbound 71 after Polaris Parkway on the north side. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
on The Fan. Traffic.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Mike, I just saw something that, I mean, it is perfect for what we like to talk about on this show. And I want to give some kudos to a huge celebrity in Demi Moore.
Demi?
Demi. Isn't it Demi Moore? I think it's how people say that. Demi Moore? No?
I don't know.
Who cares? Anyway, Demi Moore, who you've seen on star of stage and screen for many years, she is now bringing light to an important topic, and that is farting. She has come out with a small picture book in partnership with an antacids company to advocate for bodily functions from adults. It's called An Adult's Guide to Farts Picture Book, and she has a couple quotes about it. She says, Digestive health is important, yet an often taboo topic. As babies, we're celebrated for bodily functions like pooping and farting, but as adults, we often hide these normal processes. She said, this has inspired me to write the book, An Adult's Guide to Farts, highlighting that accepting these functions is better for our physical well-being.
Look, I'm not here to doubt that. I mean, hey, embrace your fart. I do whatever. But this notion that we should be more like children. All right, I'm going to run around outside and just play with my wiener. Just naked. I mean, that's what kids do. Just say, hey, we're naked, we're innocent, we're children. I'm going to do that too. Why not? What's the big deal?
Yeah, I think maybe we've oversimplified a bit. The reason, like when you have a newborn, you're very excited that they're pooping because that means they're not going to die right away. Also,
You're potty training, you do too. Where it's like, look at you, you're body. Right.
We're also like, when they're newborns, at least waiting for their belly button skin to fall off, you know, like that. Not everything. If that happened to you now, if you're like, oh, good, I shed another belly button, we'd say, oh, that, what? That's not good. So all that said, I like that Demi Moore has decided it is time to take on adult farting and to celebrate it. So in honor of her, I say you go to your nearest public space and just rip one as loud as possible.
Look, I'm not here to say that she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about, but I do question the wisdom from a woman who voluntarily lives in the same house with her ex-husband and his new wife and family.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, she lives there with him.
Wait, with who?
With Bruce Willis.
Oh, she does.
Yes.
Was she? Am I wrong? Who else was she married to?
She was married to the Cooch.
That's what I was going to say. Ashton That's why Kutcher. I thought you meant she was there with doesn't wash.
And then when it didn't work out with Cooch, she moved back in with Bruce, even though Bruce is married. And I don't know if Bruce knows who he is anymore,
Bruce's going on, but
he's got his own problems. But
absolutely.
Yes. So apparently she's just there. How you doing, new wife of my old husband? I got something for you.
What's the, was there ever a time where you found Demi Moore to be like wildly attractive?
Oh, yeah.
Did Ghost do it for you?
No, like in Decent Proposal.
Oh.
Like that?
100%.
Demi Moore.
Well, and you know what? Even in Striptease. I mean, that was for me as a kid, when I saw the previews for Striptease, said, well, that was 1996. I mean, I was right just entering high school and I found out that one of the biggest stars in Hollywood was going to, air quotes, like get naked in a movie. I thought, how do I get to this theater? I have to see this. I never saw it though. I don't know what happened.
I want to talk about an Olympic scandal. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I've been trying to avoid this. I can't avoid it. And no, I'm not going to talk about man lady boxers. All right. That's for other talking heads.
There you go.
I was watching the horse jumping this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that? Dressage?
Dressage. That's right.
You know, they're going around the obstacle course and all of that. And, you know, some Frenchy guy was on his horse and they're jumping and he was all pumped up when he finished. He liked his time.
Well, dressage, are we talking about the one where they're like prancing and dancing to music? Or are we talking about the one where, there's leaping. That's equestrian.
The Lords of Leaping. Okay. Equestrian. That's what I was watching this morning.
I don't know.
Yes. Lots of obstacle courses and jumping over puddles and things like that. So equestrian. Okay. So the guy gets a nice time after he goes through the chorus. He's like pumping his fist and other people are going up to him and, you know, high five and yeah.
Yeah.
You did it. And meanwhile, the horse is just sort of sitting there. The horse is sitting there. No one's saying jack squat to the horse. Now, maybe the horse got a rub down off camera. I have no idea. But I asked the question. For the medal ceremonies, is there a little podium for the horse? Do you give the horse its own medal? Mm. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
You know what? Number one, they should do that. Number two, because the horse is the athlete that's happening there, not the person riding it.
I know the horse needs to be trained. The horse needs to know where to go. And the jockey, or whatever the hell they call themselves, is a very important person. However, it's the horse doing all of the jumping and the trotting.
Right. When you have the Kentucky Derby winner, they obviously get money. They get praise for that. The jockey does. But the horse gets a big rosy wreath around its neck, doesn't it? I mean, they decorate the horse with all kinds of adornments.
Why can't we do that in the Olympics?
We should have a horsey medal for
them. Give a horsey medal.
Yeah.
Okay. And look, we want to make good television, right? The Olympics are all about stories. Dick Ebersole told us that a long time ago. It's not about the actual events. It's about telling the stories behind the events and the athletes. Fine. I watch gymnastics. I see Simone Biles out there. What a great story she is. And they're constantly showing her parents and her sister, and they got them mic'd up and stuff like that. Yeah. How come I don't see Horsey Mom just standing off to the side? They got Horsey Mom mic'd up. Are you proud of your son? Oh, yes. Just think about it.
But the horse mom isn't knowing what's going on.
The horse mom would be, you don't think on some level the horse mom would know, that's my boy out there. Look at him leap. I taught him that. That's right.
What if horse mom is dead?
Well, and that's the other problem. We don't value our elderly horses. We don't value the elderly equine.
I agree.
When they're not of use to us, we just kill them, or we shop their sperm around, or we turn them into Elmers.
Mm.
Okay? We need to value the elderly horses. We need to send them to the Olympics so they can cheer on their kids, their offspring.
That's right.
We need to give them medals.
You know one thing you don't see a lot of? Stray horses. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got stray dogs and cats all the time. That's a thing. That's real. You never see a stray horse. So I need someone to explain that to me. Why is that not happening? Where you don't just go, oh, yeah, look, a horse came by the garage yesterday. I shoot him away.
Maybe out west they have, like, wild horses.
No, they have wild horses.
There's probably, like, some strays in the...
We don't have feral, like, stray horses that just roam around
here. Well,
here
we don't. Maybe in Wyoming they do. I don't know.
No, like, if there's wild horses, people go from all over the place to go see them.
Wild horses.
That's right. Yeah.
Couldn't take me away.
Isn't that right that all the wild horses we have, like, out west, and I think there's an island off the coast of, like, the Carolinas where there's still wild horses there, but those were all introduced to us by Europe.
That's right.
They're not native.
No, horses
to this
are
continent.
Not native. No, that's right.
So any wild horses you see are descendants of previously brought over non-wild horses.
I'm just saying, we got a lot of, you know, politicians making promises, and here's how I'm going to change the country. Here's how I'm going to change it. Elect me president. I'm going to have respect for the equine.
You're going to make a horse. You're going to give a horse a medal.
Horse a medal. Have mom and dad horse flown in to Paris so they can watch kid horse run the equestrian events.
Make horses stray again. Put that on a hat.
Make horses proud again. How about that? They're not just props.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right.
They're beings with feelings.
Hold your head up high, Mr. Ed, I guess. Trying to think of a better horse reference. I really didn't have one.
Hidalgo!
Hidalgo's good.
I'm going to ride him.
Come on, Seabiscuit. Hold your head up high.
If you want to be the governor of a state, any state, there is something you must do. And no, it's not getting the votes. There's something else.
Well, you do have to. I mean, that is part of it.
Some places. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit a five-minute slowdown if you need to use northbound 71 on the north side from East Broad Street to 11th Avenue. And be aware of an accident on the left shoulder of westbound 33 after 270 on the west outer belt. This report is sponsored by Discover. Time with family, laughs with friends, and cash back? Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I'm Nicole for 97.1.
Oh, hello! I was was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan traffic.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. So glad you're here. You know, Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000 square foot sports book. It is the ultimate place. I mean, it's Friday night, baby.
Oh, yeah.
After Common Man's Basement is over at 8 o'clock, I mean, it starts at 8 o'clock. When it's going to be over, I have no idea. 8:10.
Mm-hmm.
You should go have a nightcap at Hollywood Casino Columbus because that's when the action really starts. I'll tell you what, those blues hairs on the slots, they get loose.
That's right. You got to see it. You got to see it to believe it, quite honestly.
See it live.
That's a different, hang on, brick by brick, we're going to do that too?
Place some action on your favorite Olympic event.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it involves the equine. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. State governor. His name is Wes Moore. He is the governor of Maryland, as we all know.
Yeah.
Right?
I had him on my my governor collector cards that I get. I've been collecting all 50 governors, and now he's on my list. I've got him on there.
Well, Governor Wes Moore is a former college football player. Actually went to a couple NFL camps as well. He's a younger man. He's in shape. He's got sort of an Eddie George thing going for him, and I think Bone would try and hump him.
I'm a big fan of Eddie George,
but
if that's what you're saying.
What he did was he put on a number 24 jersey and went through a camp day over at Maryland with the Terps.
All right.
And they filmed this. They put it on social media. It was very nice. Here's what I say. And he didn't look out of place. I mean, he looked older than the other guys, but he didn't look out of place.
No, he's very, very in shape.
Yes, I think that every single governor should have to go through something like this. I'm not saying you have to excel at it. I'm not saying you have to be good at it. None of that. You don't have to be as jacked as this guy. But I think every single governor should have to go through a day of college football conditioning drills.
Oh, man.
Specifically, just so we can see Mike DeWine do it.
Well, first of all, it's been a while since I've kicked the pigskin, so that's... But I would be a kicker for 100%.
Actually, Father, you did a good job kicking the pigskin last night, I'll tell you.
I'm not sure what that means, but I'll... Yes.
We've got 9 children and 14 million grandchildren.
Oh, this is Fran. I wasn't sure who was talking.
Yes, I'm your wife, okay. Fran. Hello, okay. Fran. Hello. Here.
Yes.
I'm trying not to morph into a British accent. It's difficult. Because I sound eerily like the Queen. Hello! Hello, the wine! You couldn't handle me in the sack! I'd pop your head right off!
You know, back when I was playing at Cedarville High School, they used to call me DeWine the Destroyer, but mostly because I would kick the ball out of bounds and injure people by hitting them in the face. I don't know what voice this is. It's not Mike DeWine, but it's there.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing the Queen for Fran DeWine. What's the difference? Where's Demi Moore when you need her? Here's what we learned today on the show. Older people shouldn't be afraid of their farts. And by the way, if you've been in some of these old assisted living centers, trust me, they're not.
No, you're right.
They shouldn't be afraid of their farts. And if you're over 50, please do self-gratify yourself. Self-gratify.
You keep doing that. Just self-gratify.
Self-gratify, because doctors say if you're over 50, you should be touching yourself because it's going to make you healthier and live longer. So farting and touchy.
Someone should ask the doctor, can we bank those points? Is this like airline miles? Because, I mean, maybe when you're like 50, maybe the old libido ain't there as much as it used to be.
Well, that's why you need to go to Tri-State Men's Health.
Look at that. Look,
that's a freebie just for them.
I'm just saying, in my younger days, I mean, I might have enough saved up for at least up to 75.
That doesn't count.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, everybody, all of us in our younger days, you kidding?
Say all of us.
All of us.
I mean,
my God.
You and me, because we're degenerates, yes.
Everybody was degenerate. Come on now.
Are you kidding me?
You had friends that didn't do that?
Well, they claimed not to.
No, I don't believe it. It's there. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Do you, this is where it gets really weird. Like, people always ask, can you picture, you know, your parents obviously had to have you. Something had to happen for that to happen.
Walked in on them while they were doing it. So,
well, see,
I can't help but picture it.
I can't picture it. It's hard to think about. Can you picture anybody in your family doing that? No, they don't ever do that. That's what I'm saying.
No, everybody does.
I'm saying none of my relatives do
it. Your father's doing it right now.
No, it's not happening. I'm telling you right now, like that's not what it is.
Look, everybody goes for like their little morning walk. This is health now.
No.
I saw this on a health journal. It's healthy. Over 50, you got to do it. It's good for you. It's like taking a fish oil supplement. Sorry.
Bill,
do you have to do it at the dinner table? I'm trying to get my steps in.
Your Fitbit.
I'm trying to get my jerkies in.
Your Fitbit is like, you've taken 8 billion steps today. Congratulations. You've walked more than any human in the history of the planet in one day. Good for you.
Your little fitness watch sets off a little alarm like, oh, it's jerky time. Oh, I almost forgot. Okay.
Yeah, they give you the little thing, you know, you need to take a break and walk around. This one gives you a little different message, like you need to take a break and, well,
boing.
Yeah. If only you had a sound effect for that. By the way, that Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, that's the sound effect I was looking for. Thank you. The governor of Maryland, he is 45 years old.
He looks good.
I know. I'm saying, having seen these pictures of him and the video of him, I would have, if you told me he was 30 or 35, I'd have believed you. But he is 45 years old. And apparently one of those people, it's just annoying as hell when you meet them. Because when you read his Wikipedia page, it says he went to Johns Hopkins, then got a master's degree from Wolfson College. Then as a Rhodes Scholar,
he was at Oxford, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Then was in the U.S. Army, Army Reserve, and eventually became an investment banker. So I'm sure he made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Then he's published 5 books, including a young adult novel. So he's not just an author of like, here's my life, here's all the successful things I've done. He's written fiction.
I'm tired just listening to
it. He's also been on Oprah Winfrey's network and produced television shows for her. The guy's 45 years old. How long? Michael Strahan's like, dude, slow down. You're busy. Like, that's a lot.
Can I tell you something? Like, I'm going to go home. It's Friday. I'm going to go home. I'm going to say to my wife, yeah, I got to do this YouTube show tonight. I mean, I'm already depleted from the week.
Of course.
Now I got to sit in my soft clothes and drink bourbon and answer very easy questions.
Yeah, that's right.
For like 45 minutes. I mean, pray for me.
Self-selected questions that you picked
right
out.
I mean, this is brutal. I got to go home and do this. This guy, he's 45 years old. He's accomplished as much as we're going to accomplish in 5 lifetimes.
Right. And all those things I said, I left out the fact that he's also the governor of a state.
Yeah, exactly.
He's on the fast track. I'm sure in the next 10, 15 years, his name pops up for presidential thoughts and senator and all that. You know, I mean,
I don't know.
Just right on up.
I've never heard him talk.
I was listening to him in this thing. He was like leading. Dude.
Good baritone voice.
If this guy had been the quarterback last year of Ohio State, we would have never lost. He wouldn't even have to throw the ball. He would have just gone out there and motivated every. Like, he had all the energy, the motivation.
Kyle McCord's available for comment. Hold on. Take that personally, Bone.
I don't know if he can play a lick of football. I'm not talking about that.
I have to go to Syracuse.
I'm saying if he walked into the huddle and was like, speaking like he was to the Maryland football players, he was engaging, he was energetic, he had like, he was doing jumping jacks and like, come on,
hey, man, let me tell you something.
Don't slow down.
If things don't work out this year, he can coach the damn team.
I'm telling you. I'm just saying.
That pays more than governor.
No kidding. Well, in pretty much any state you want to look at, too.
Mayor Ginther is dealing with the dark web today. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You should watch out for a disabled vehicle. That's on eastbound 70's off-ramp to I-71 on the west side, and you're looking at a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Are you ready for a new job? Express Employment Professionals helps tens of thousands of people find jobs every year and never charges a fee. Find your next job with Express Employment. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. I'm Nicole for 97.5.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
One, the Fan track.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Help the Fan tackle cancer by bidding on incredible items from the 97.1 The Fan Golf Classic Charity Auction. The auction includes items like behind-the-scenes tour of the 2025 Memorial Tournament, Ohio State football tickets, special bourbon packages, autographed memorabilia, and tons more. The auction is open now through Sunday at 5 p.m. Check out the auction and help raise money for cancer research at 971thefan.com. Please do me a favor. Please tweet T-Bone and tell him where to get pizza on the west side tonight.
Yeah.
Because he's been bugging me like, I want to try something different, but I don't know if I should have the same.
No,
I keep tossing out suggestions to you and none of it makes sense to you.
Here's my problem. And you can tweet me at Degenerate T-Bone. Tell me what pizza I should get on the west side. Because part of me says go with something I'm familiar with that I enjoy because I want consistency. And I like that idea very much. However, I also have like no one will be at home when I get home. So I don't have to bring home something that everyone will always like. I could pick something new and different, and that appeals to me. But now that's leading me to overanalyze this whole thing, which I am guilty of doing often in my life. So if you help me out, I'd appreciate it. At Degenerate T-Bone.
Bone wants thin and crispy.
Yeah, that's
good. Cut into squares tonight.
And if you got a place that you're like, they do a great New York slice, I appreciate that. I was just back to my dad's stomping grounds in New Jersey. I had that. Nothing. No offense. There are very few things around here that are going to touch that for me. And I just had it. So I'd like something that's more tavern style, thin and crispy. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So do your job. Do your thing, Internet. Let's go.
Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert has a foot problem. They think he's going to be ready for week one. If not, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Harbaugh's professional, not debut, he's done this before, his rebirth in the NFL will be starting quarterback Easton Stick.
Hell yeah.
Easton Stick. If the Herbs is not able to go. I don't know if that's his nickname, but I've named him the Herbs.
I hope it is. Easton Stick, great name. I want him to be successful. I want Jim Harbaugh to fail. I want somehow that to happen where he's great, but like, still, the Chargers only win 6 games. I don't actually think Justin Herbert's going to miss a ton of time, but if he does, Easton Stick is waiting for you.
You know where he went to school?
I did, and I've forgotten, so tell me.
North Dakota State.
Never mind, I take it back. I didn't know that.
North Dakota State. He's 28 years old. He's been around. He's a wily veteran. He's been with the Chargers since 2019.
Yeah.
He's stuck with that franchise, man.
Oh, yeah.
From Omaha, Nebraska. 6'1", 224, went to North Dakota State. He was a fifth-round pick, number 166. He has thrown 175 passes in the NFL, completing 112, 64%, good. 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Passer rating, 85.7.
Okay.
I mean, that's a man. Easton Stick.
Easton Stick.
My guy, look at him.
By the way, did you see the news on Russell Wilson? Obviously,
no.
Having a bit
got
of
the calf.
He's got the calf injury, and here's the problem. Like, we're not sure exactly where he sits as far as that injury. Obviously, they're kind of trying to play it close to the vest, but if he's not ready to go, You know how much money they're actually on the hook for with him this year?
Not much,
right? The Steelers? Yeah. They are paying him less than they're paying Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. They could cut him if they wanted to.
Justin Fields is making $1.6 million this year. Kyle Allen is getting $1.29 million. And Russell Wilson is making $1.21 million from the Steelers, I should add, because the rest of his $38 million salary is being picked up by Denver. So that's $36.7 million. So Russell's getting his money, but for the Steelers' investment in him, it's nothing. I keep saying it. I keep predicting it. I'm telling you again. I don't know what Justin Fields is going to do. I don't know how many games he's going to play. I can tell you right now, there's two games he's going to be in. The home game and the away game against the Cleveland Browns. And he's going to probably be great in those games. Not because the Browns are going to be bad, just because that will hurt me as a Browns fan dearly, and lots of other Browns fans who are Ohio State fans. And it will be tough for us to watch Justin Fields tear it up in a Steelers uniform against us. I don't know about the rest of the year for him. I'm just saying, I feel like that's a strong likelihood at this point.
Let's talk about the dark web. I saw this on 614now.com. After weeks of speculation that Columbus has been the victim of a cyber attack, says platforms have been down on the city of Columbus website and some government email addresses haven't worked since July 18th. The city of Columbus and Mayor Ginther have officially confirmed that a foreign cyber threat actor attempted to disrupt this entire city's IT infrastructure in an effort to deploy ransomware and then further solicit a ransom payment from the city.
Oh, no.
Rashida Jones,
okay,
a ransom group responsible for 12 other government cyber attacks across the globe, has claimed responsibility for the attack on the city of Columbus. They're asking for a starting bid of 30 Bitcoin or $1.9 million for access to all of this data on the dark web. They've like posted a Craigslist ad on like evil Craigslist on the dark web.
Mm-hmm.
See, in my mind, the dark web is actually a physical place that you go.
Like a store?
Like, I don't know. Like, it's, you need a password to get in.
Oh, like you wear a spy jacket and you have to knock on a door and you say the password is.
Yes, but apparently they're holding the city of Columbus hostage for $1.9 million. They got all the info for these government officials and email addresses and passwords, everything.
Well, these are what the cyber attacks do, right? They get info and they say, if you don't do X, Y, or Z, we're going to do all this other stuff to you from a, you know, digital standpoint. And then you got to figure out how you handle that. That's, every company freaks out about that. I'm sure local governments freak out about it too. I don't know.
You don't pay, right?
I mean,
you don't pay $1.9 million to the Pirates?
No, because they'll just use it on like an outfielder who won't do anything. I couldn't resist. Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision because that sucks.
What do you say we do a little Fat Boy food tip coming up next?
Sounds good. And I'll tell you what the suggestions have been and where my pick is for pizza tonight.
Fat Boy Food Tap! Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at some slow-moving traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue, and expect about a five-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back to school. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are just 50 cents each at Staples. Plus, save even more with Easy Rewards program. In-store only, offer ends 8/24, limit 10. Save big on back to school at Staples. I'm Nicole for 97.1.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
On The Fan Trap.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
It is Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at manandbone971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Bone has a crisis, and the crisis is he doesn't know where to get pizza tonight on the west side. Have you made a decision?
I have in fact made a decision. I'm a bunch of people recommended this, and they are not wrong. Actually, funny enough, I've had this place before, but I had kind of forgotten about it. Fish, our program director, who came here within the last 12 months, when he got to town, he, within the first few weeks, was like, hey, you got to try this place I had, Minelli's. And I had not had it. I don't think you had ever had it, right?
No, but I've had it since then.
Yes, and it's great. And it's exactly what I'm thinking about with the little square cuts. So do the cup and char pepperonis.
It's Liza Minnelli's place.
That's right.
She'll sing to you while on pills and make your pizza.
Mm-hmm. So that's where tonight, it's where I'm going. And here was one of my biggest defining criteria for that. The way I go home, it is literally like 30 seconds off the freeway from the way I'm going. A few people suggested like, OH Pizza and Brew. I almost went there, but I'd have to go out to Hilliard Rome Road and then go south, and this is not the way I'm going.
Is Minnelli's the place with the two large blonde women who work there?
I do believe there were not large. What do you mean?
Tall.
Tall.
Yes. Tall is
there
what
are,
I mean.
Yes, there yes. are. Yes. There are, I believe, a couple of maybe sisters that work there that are.
Well,
like,
they have to be. I think they're part
of the,
or something.
I think they're part of the family. Yeah.
Yes. But I remember them specifically because I'm a hornball. But okay. Yes, pizza very good. And two very tall blonde women work okay. there.
Well, guess what? That's what's happening for me.
Good.
Yeah.
What are you getting on it now? That's the decision.
Well, my 4-year-old was on the phone when I was talking to my wife, Melissa, and I said, you know, I'm going to get pizza tonight. And Abby then piped up and was like, get some cheese for me, Daddy. I'm like, I don't really want a cheese pizza. But now, because of her...
Get a separate cheese.
No. I'm going to go half and half. I don't need to eat all this pizza. Everybody else is eating dinner elsewhere.
Oh.
So this is just for me. So I'm getting a large...
This is just for me. What are you getting cheese for if she's eating dinner elsewhere?
Because she's going to come home and want to try a piece of cheese pizza.
Oh, okay.
And I'm being a nice dad. And I do like a cheese pizza. So I'm going to go half cheese, half pep sausage.
Now, when you go cheese, you get extra cheese or just as it comes?
You know what? I don't think I got a cheese when I was there. So I want to get what their cheese pizza is like so I can get a good test of that.
Okay.
I think that's a good way to know how they do on a pizza. So, yep, that's what's happening.
Time for Fat Boy Foodie.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip. This is dumb. I quit.
Bone, ask me what I'm doing tomorrow.
Mike, what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, the girls, when I say the girls, my wife, my daughter, and my mother-in-law, they are going shopping tomorrow for back-to-school outfits for Samantha.
There you go.
So I am staying home, and I will be at my computer writing down my meat sauce recipe.
Oh, look at you.
I mean, it's all in my head. But I'm going to write it down into what I hope would be an easy-to-follow recipe for everybody, and hopefully that's done by Monday, and we can get something up on the website sometime next week.
Okay.
So we could find people are asking me for a recipe. I make the best meat sauce in the history of the world. If you like pasta and you like pot-roasty type things, think about that together.
Yeah,
and then have sex with it.
That sounds... How could that be bad?
That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
All right. That's great. I am hoping tomorrow, I don't know if I'm going to get to, but I recommend this for anyone who is going to be down there for the Manchester City-Chelsea game. Tailgating, I've been to one of these type of international games where they had, you know, teams from elsewhere, Manchester United and Liverpool I saw years ago, and I hate to say it, I had to go up to the big house to see it. Gross. But one of the things I found up there was tailgating was happening around that stadium for that game. And I had some of the best tailgate food I've ever had.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because, I don't know if you know this, some of the people tailgating, they like British food. So we had a little bangers and mash. We had a little bit of... I didn't go for it, but they had beans on toast. I said, no, thank you.
All right.
A little polite, no, no, thank you.
I mean, try it out, I guess.
Well, it's... I mean, what's to try out? It's beans on toast. You already know, right? You've had both those things a million times. You know...
I know. Maybe the combination of them together,
well,
just blows your mind.
Here's what I'm telling you. I am on the mission tomorrow. I will have some time before the game to look around for the best tailgate food. I am going to try to find someone who is going all out for this tailgate. So if you're that person, I mean, hit me up. I'll try to come find your tailgate. But if not, I'm just going to walk around, and I'm going to keep it. I was thinking about wearing the Aston Villa jersey. I probably still will. But I thought about maybe just wearing neutral colors, because that's one of the best things you can do at these games. People will see you wearing neutral colors, and then you can just wander up and say, hey, tell me why I should support you, Chelsea person. Hey, Manchester City fan, why should I support your team? And then often they will say, oh, because we're the best. Come on over here. Here's a beer. Here's some food. Let me. And you stand there for 20 minutes. They tell you how great their team is and why you should root for them. And you go, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then you walk away. And then 5 minutes later, you're at another tailgate doing the same thing with another fan base. That's me tomorrow. That's the move I'm making.
Can I tell you something else to do?
What's that?
If you're coming down here now, the game's at night. This place closes early. So I guess maybe it makes no sense. But I've been watching the Paris Olympics, right? And they've been showing me pictures of bread and baguettes and people just on the street eating bread.
Mm-hmm.
With nothing else, just digging into bread.
Yeah, just eating bread.
And it's erotic to me. I love it. I wish we had a better bread culture here. You know, like if I say to you, Bone, where would you go to get a nice artisan loaf of bread? What would you answer to me?
Oh, man.
I mean, it wouldn't be top of mind. We don't think about that stuff.
I'm not in that space. I don't know where to go.
Now, if you're out in Dublin by me, off Sawmill Road, there's an Italian place called Vincenzo's. They make fantastic bread.
Yeah.
All right? If you're going to come downtown for the game, or you just want to make a little trip, and you want a real artisan loaf of bread, stop by and see Dan the Baker.
Yeah?
Dan the Baker, right around the corner from here, where we are.
Okay.
Right off of 33 on Ridge Street. It's a little place. They're open at like 8 a.m. to 2. And they have all sorts of other pastries, whatever the hell Dan wants to make. But he makes fantastic bread.
Mm. That sounds like a home run. Go down there, get yourself some bread.
I mean, it's not cheap. You're going to pay for it.
Well, but you're getting some good bread.
Fantastic.
Sounds great. Now, how about this? You love Wario's, do you not?
I do. Wario's. Also, you know what? Great bread on there. I don't know who the hell makes their bread. I think they outsource it, but terrific bread.
Well, you remember a few weeks ago we talked about the like metal and goth bakery Bite This?
Yes.
Bite This by Annie, I believe, is the name of that place. So I saw that Wario's and Bite This are joining forces.
Oh, wow.
On a little collaboration. So Bite This makes baked goods, brownies, cookies, things like that. They're a bakery. A lot of breakfast-focused things. However, they also have these things that I don't know if they came up with it, but it's a great idea, called bagel bombs, where the outside is bagel-y, the inside is stuffed with things, meats and cheeses and whatever else. So they have a Wario's bagel bomb available at Bite This. And so I'm guessing they're going to use some of their, I don't know if it's Philly cheesesteak, kind of looking at it here. It does look like a cheesesteak type of thing going on in there. Also, at Wario's, it looks like they're going to have something called a Fat Elvis Skinny Boy, which is one of their cookies that Bite This makes that I'm thinking they will have at Wario's. It says it's an oatmeal banana cookie, candied bacon, peanut butter buttercream, peanut butter banana core. So it's like based off
it's
of
like an Elvis sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds delicious.
You know what? I like it when two local restaurant groups or people get together and say, let's make beautiful food together.
Yeah, let me tell you something too. We're the kings of the drive-through window, and
we talk
about value a lot, and these places we're talking about here, Dan the Baker, Wario's, I assume Bite This, I've not been there. These are not cheap options for you, but they are local, delicious options for you. Mm-hmm. Like one of those Wario sandwiches is like $18 for the sandwich. But
sure.
A normal person could have two people eat that. Now, you and I are going to eat it by ourselves.
And then hate ourselves the rest of the day.
I'm just saying, but I'll tell you, it's good. The ingredients are top-notch. I mean, this is terrific stuff.
Yes.
Terrific stuff.
Now, just so it's clear, because these places, you know, these are local places. Bite This has a brick and mortar that opened up, I want to say, either in Clintonville or just south of Clintonville. It's right there off High Street, not too far away. And then Wario's has their Clintonville location. These items I mentioned are going to be available only at the brick and mortar locations for these places. So Bite This does sometimes, like, you know, other, like a farmer's market or something they'll show up to. That's not going to be there.
I think the only Wario's at the brick and mortar in Clintonville.
That's the one where this is going to be.
Yeah, the Wario's in Clintonville. I don't know what time they close tonight, but I think on Fridays they do a French dip special.
Yep.
So it's like
how
the Philly cheesesteak.
And bad?
They put melted cheese and they give you the jus to.
Yeah. Oh, man.
My God.
I love that.
You know, my wife sits there and weeps at the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Like, I weep when I eat something like that. Like when somebody puts one of those sandwiches in front of me mm-hmm. with a cup of dipping jus.
Yep.
My God.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to be. This is what happens with me when I living in Marysville. When we come down to Columbus for things on the weekends, I then attempt to hit like every exit on the way down with stuff that I've wanted to do. So is Clintonville exactly right on the way for us? No, but I think we may have to stop at Wario's and Bite This
and
do one of each.
We're close to these places all the time.
Well, close is a relative term.
But I'm just saying.
Sometimes I forget to get my lunch out of the fridge during my workday.
No, you're weird.
So I'm just saying.
This idiot
getting out of here, driving up to Clintonville
at 4 o'clock and say, I don't feel too good. And then you realize you have not eaten anything all day long.
Yep.
I have never forgotten to eat in my life.
Well, trust me when I tell you, I make up for it.
I know you do.
Like that's the problem. I then go home and will hit every, I will get a huge order at the drive-thru. And then that's not good either.
I know, but my entire life, like I wake up in the morning, my first thought is, what am I going to eat?
I know.
Where am I going to eat? When am I going to eat? Then as I'm getting ready, brushing my teeth, all right, maybe I'll go here. Maybe I'll go to this place. What's for dinner then after that? What am I going to have this weekend?
I know. Well, I mean, I should be more like that.
No, you
but
shouldn't.
I would
it's
say
a
you're a little bit more focused on that than I am. My problem is I'm like, I'm hungry now. What's the quickest thing I can shove down my fat face? That's usually where I end up.
One NFL owner today told a very big lie. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident. That's on northbound 71's off-ramp to East Broad Street on the north side. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle. That's on the left shoulder of southbound 315 near Lane Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Traffic.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
You know, as normally happens on this show, we start talking about food and pizza and I just become ravenous.
Oh, yeah.
And then I start remembering all the pizzas that I've had, because I just had someone on the burner phone say, Emilio's Pizza on Georgesville Road.
Oh, yeah.
I had that about a year and a half ago when I was doing research for my non-existent Columbus pizza book. This is what I tell my wife all the time when I go out and just eat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing a book, honey. Eventually, I'm going to do a book.
Are you going to ever do it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Emilio's is very good. It's been around for a long time. They make it super thin, crispy, and they bake it well.
Yeah, my buddy John is a huge fan of that. And every time I mention going to our favorite spot, Hollywood Casino Columbus, to the sports book there, he will say, well, make sure you swing by Emilio's and get the pizza over there. And I said, well, okay, but I'm going to eat the food at Hollywood Casino. So I'm always torn because I know he wants me to go get that pizza.
Well, let's have both.
No kidding,
that's
right?
That's what I say.
You're right. Exactly. I've been there long enough where I could have lunch and dinner in a time there at Hollywood Casino.
You know, we've had restaurants say, like, how do we get featured on this segment? You can't just ask to be featured on this segment. If we happen to eat you, that didn't come out right.
I know what you meant.
Consume you?
Yeah.
Your product? and we like it or we're horny for it for some reason, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to this segment or this show, for that matter.
Now, I will say, too, if I were in more of the mood for like a New York-style pizza, my buddy Nick Gallo, Gallo's Tap Room, and all the different restaurants he have where they have pizza, they do a fine New York slice. If you want the big sloppy, not sloppy, the big floppy slice is what I was trying to say. I like
their
pizza.
There's nothing wrong with sloppy, my friend.
No, it's, I mean, there's a
little.
You
got to soak the grease up with a napkin.
There's a little grease, but that's also New York style pizza if you've ever had it. But I'm just more in the mood for the thin cracker crust today. The little, with the cupped pepperoni. Oof. Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Cannot wait to go get that pizza.
John Mara is the owner of the Giants. He says he's still happy about re-signing Daniel Jones last year. He's a liar. Now, maybe he's happy because he didn't overpay like some of these guys are getting. I mean, the quarterback contracts are ridiculous. He got a 4-year, $160 million deal with $82 million guaranteed. So I guess technically they could just cut him, eat some of that money. It wouldn't be devastating when you look at some of the other contracts quarterbacks are getting. But here's what he says about John Mara. I'm still happy we gave him that contract because I thought he played really well for us in 22. Last year he got hurt. Let's be honest. When he was playing, we weren't blocking anybody. So let's give him a chance with a better offensive line, with some weapons around him to see what he can do. I was nervous about giving up too much to go to get a quarterback, but I was prepared to let them do that if that's what they wanted to do. We made a decision to stay with Daniel and add a weapon for him, and I think that's going to work out for us. I said at the time, that 2022 season, I think, is fool's gold for Daniel Jones. I think he sucks. He's not any good. Yes, the team around him wasn't any good last year before he got hurt. He also wasn't good. We tend to look at quarterbacks that struggle and say, well, it's their offensive line. It's like, well, okay. Sometimes it is. Bad teams normally have that problem. Daniel Jones also really, really, really sucked. So what is he going to be this year? I think more of last year, 2021 guy than 2022.
Well, how about also, we see this all the time where a guy has a really good season right around the time where someone needs to sign him. And it's not because the player is like purposefully bad and then all of a sudden decides to have one great year. But the level of focus that you get when you know that you're potentially staring down nine figures coming back your way, or high eight figures coming back your way, or being released and then being a backup the rest of your career, wouldn't you think that would put things into focus? Don't you think you would be a little bit more dedicated to what you're doing? I'm not surprised that guys have great contract years, and who knows, maybe he will dig down and find whatever he found a couple years ago and be right back to that guy this year. I tend to doubt it, but this is the market you're in with quarterbacks in the NFL. If the guy is not going to be cut, then you have to commit to him and you have to pay him a lot of money, because otherwise you look like you don't have any plan and your franchise is struggling and they don't have any real clear answer at quarterback. Signing to a big contract says we believe in this guy, but now you have to pay that guy if he in fact is not really that good.
The Brownies want a new stadium. The Haslams do. They want to build their little dome out there and get WrestleMania, whatever they want to do. The city of Cleveland wants to keep them in Brown Stadium. The city has proposed $461 million in municipal funds for the project and said that money would come without any impact to city services. Admission and sin taxes and existing stadium reserves would make up $367 million of that money, and the rest would come from proceeds raised from turning a pair of garages over to the exclusive use of the stadium on game and event days. The proposal notes that any county or state funds would come in addition to those provided by the city. So the city's saying $461 million, renovate this place. I think ultimately, when it's all said and done, the Haslams will move out of city proper. They'll get their dome. They'll try and build their sports mecca.
Well, this is, I have seen this with the Haslams, and you can say this is good, bad, or otherwise. Once they decide they want something, they are not going to rest until they get it. From the amount of money is not going to be a problem for them. I'm quite sure they're pitting, you know, these municipalities together to get the best deal. And if there is a way to get the most money out of the city and end up staying where they are now with a hugely renovated stadium, maybe that's still on the table. But you're right. All the signs seem to point to them wanting a dome, wanting to be.
Where is that? Brook Park? Where they want the dome?
it's not.
We were talking about Bishop about that because Bo lives up there, and he said there's that's crap, that area.
Well, like, it's not the idea that they're going to turn that into something that everyone will say, oh, yes, this is just a brilliant place to go out for the night or whatever. Like, it's very close to the airport. So from that standpoint, if you're flying in, if you're someone coming to the game from outside of the area, sure. And it's probably close to a good amount of the fan base, right? Because when you're where they are is as far away as you can get from the majority of your fan base. Because they're literally, unless you have fans on houseboats in Lake Erie, no one can get there. It's not close. So unless you live smack downtown up against the lake, anywhere further out from downtown than that, you're further away from that stadium. Now, if you go out to where like some of the burbs are, you're going to be closer to where a lot of your fans are. But I don't know that that's going to necessarily immediately turn into just the greatest entertainment destination ever. Kind of won't matter if you put the stadium there. And you build a you're bright new the, mecca, you're going to sell the tickets and everybody will go there and they will probably get some new businesses to pop in there. But
no,
sure.
I'm sure they will. I just, I'm not a fan of continuing to neuter the product and build domes everywhere. You sent me a clip today on, was it Twitter? You sent me a little clip of the rugby in the pouring rain.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And it was a fantastic rugby play, whatever.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was just in a driving rainstorm.
Right.
Like these guys are just covered in mud and this play is made and it's raining sideways. And I'm thinking to myself, why would Tyvis Powell want to put this in a dome?
Well, you know what? I forgot to bring this up to you, but Andrew Berry, the you know, president of the Browns.
No, I know. He wants a dome.
Well, not only that, did you hear his comments about these guys are not gladiators. They're athletes. We want to put them in the best situation to be athletes. And I said this on Monday or whenever these comments came out. I didn't realize that asking guys to play in sleet or rain or snow is akin to them fighting lions with their bare hands, but here we are.
All right.
Do you like how I make you extremely pissed off?
Yeah, right when we have to go to break.
Right when we have to go to break, yeah. And then we have another segment that we're hard up against.
What's the show that I see all the time? The Gladiator show. I see it promoted all the time. Those are about, who are about to die.
Yeah, okay.
That's the new slogan for the NFL season. Those who are about to die.
Yeah, where would people get the idea that these players are gladiators? Couldn't be from like 40 years of NFL marketing, could it? Whatever.
Tool of the Week next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a five-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. And traffic is moving slowly on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Look out for Put-in Bay, the island getaway you've been waiting for. Be it a day or a weekend, you can enjoy all sorts of shops, dining, and entertainment. Plan your perfect trip today at visitputinbay.com. Have a nice day at Put-in Bay. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan Traffic.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Where's the Tool of the Week intro? What happened, Teddy?
Uh-oh.
This ain't one of them. Hey, it's Tool of the Week time. Tool of the Week is sponsored by who? See, I'm lost now, Ted.
Oh, we don't have our music. We're
no,
all we're
there's
all gone.
Nothing.
All right.
Well, but I will tell you, the best tool, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs.
Mm-hmm. You want me to start? Or do you want us to play the intro?
I don't know.
Daddy, what do we want to do?
He's just staring at
Common Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
There's nothing better than just looking at him staring. Staring.
Well, he was fixing it. That's what he was doing.
I wasn't staring at you. I'm staring at the computer here to fix the problem.
He's fixing the problem.
You want me just to talk to you and then solve the issue?
Whose fault was that?
That's right. Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, Teddy. I'm going to say the logs got adjusted while you weren't looking, and they kicked out whatever you had did.
That's
whatever
exactly
you had done,
right, Bo.
And didn't save your progress. So it's not your fault. Someone okay. else in this sphere of the building that we'll never see, they adjusted the logs, and it's their fault.
All right, on the burner phone. Tool of the week.
Panama Ted. Oh, no? Okay, I didn't know.
My guy.
Excuse me.
I am my tool. I was working in the office and listening to iHeartRadio, and they played the song you got your Matt Kuchar update music from.
Oh.
I yelled out Kuch at the appropriate time, but had to explain it to my coworkers. Hashtag weekend Kuch.
Yeah, that is Talk Dirty to Me. I believe it's the actual song, for whatever it's worth.
Also from the phone, the tool of the week is Common Man for working today instead of taking the day off and going to the Creed concert in Cincinnati. They aren't coming to Columbus. Some fan you are. Hashtag just take it.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Aren't they coming up to Cleveland, too? We were going to take the show on the road, and we never did.
Marysville Road Crew says, my guys.
Excuse me.
Our tool of the week is all the bitching and moaning drivers who think that after only 41 short weeks of barrels and lane closers, they should be able to drive on smooth black velvet asphalt. Shut your traps, change your shocks, and pay your taxes. Hashtag GTH.
Listen, that one seems like it was meant specifically for me to laugh at. And if it was, good job, you, because you got me. Because that's... I'm driving on it today, just going... And I'm like, what? What happened? What? When are they fixing this? They tore up the whole perfectly good roads, put all these little lines in them, and now we got, I don't know. And then we're just sitting there. There's nothing going on.
From Caleb, tool of the week, the work client that made me walk 20 blocks through Times Square for a dinner reservation at 7:30, then called 10 minutes before the reservation to ask if we could push it back an hour. And then he called back again after I'd been twiddling my thumbs in that godforsaken city to see if I could just come to the bar at his hotel another 10 blocks away.
Oh, my
GTH God. GTH tool.
I hope your line of work is assassin. You just said, never mind. This guy's done.
My sweaty nutsacks.
Excuse me.
My tool of the week is Ted for not putting the weekend show on the app last week. There are a few things I look forward to more in life, and Ted took it away from me. Go to hell, Ted. Still love you, though. Did you not put it on the app?
Sure, it was there. What are we talking
about? I don't put anything on the app. I just upload it to our Stream Guy system, and then it puts it everywhere. So this is the first I have heard of this.
No, I was not aware of that either. We'll have to, you know what, it's Friday at 5 p.m. We'll have to look into that on Monday.
We'll have to figure out what app it was on.
Yeah,
was
he's talking about the fan app?
The fan app is what he was talking
okay.
about.
Oh, well, that's, the fan app. That's T-Bone, I think.
Oh, thanks,
oh man,
Teddy.
We're just thanks, backing Ted. That truck
no,
up.
I'm just kidding. It's not T-Bone.
Well, I don't know who it is, but we'll get to the bottom of it. We'll figure it out.
My guy.
Go to hell.
My tool of the week is Alexi Lalas. Watching a Team USA game without him being on TV is pure joy until I looked up where the World Cup was, and it's going to be on the network that employs him. GTH.
Well, one can hope that he gets himself fired between now and then, but I'm not holding my breath.
Blake from Newark, my tool of the week is Bo Bishop for ruining my morning commute to work. College football realignment and LIL is like boring.
NIL.
And if you talk about it, what did I say?
LIL.
NIL.
Lil.
NIL is like boring, and if you talk about it for hours every single day, Fish, if you hear this, let Bo go. Put the lovely Mrs. Winters with chops and Reeser and call it Two Men and Jen Show.
Wow.
That's nasty.
I mean, I can disagree with Bo. That one would be fired.
I disagree with it, but okay. just I would like to see Jen host a show, but
yeah.
Just take it.
Yeah. Nut Guy Butt says, my adjacent to anger fanboys.
Degenerate kneebone.
My tool of the week is the douche nozzle. Douche schnozzle, technically, is what he says. That did maintenance on our AC yesterday. AC was just fine before they did the annual checkup and replaced a capacitor. 8 hours later, my kids' room are 80 degrees and they're not going to sleep. GTH, check your work. That sucks.
They apparently did not call Care Heating and Cooling.
That's right. 33 of them says, my salty cracker lovers.
That's completely wrong.
Tool of the week is my boss. Oh, is this saltine? Says, my tool of the week is my boss at Taco Bell who cut my hours for almost no reason at all. I ended up taking hours at the other New Albany store, but doesn't he know that I have about 5 fans who want to see my face?
Saltine.
Well, I split time now. Just ask for Saltine. He's expanding his coverage.
Saltine. Do you think maybe it has something to do with the fact that while you're working at Taco Bell, you're in the YouTube chat? Could that have anything to do with you getting your hours cut?
Saltine is there. We've got the dude who's busted into people's homes and garages with his Amazon clicker. We got all sorts of mayhem going on in the chat right now. Jordan says, my fat Olympic guys.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
My tool of the week is Tyvus for winning a dome on the shoe. This is Ohio State, Tyvus. We don't need a dome, and it's a home field advantage when Bama or LSU comes up and plays Ohio State in the playoffs. Yeah, that's right.
I have nothing to say.
What do you mean you have nothing to say?
Except
you have
a lot to say. 100% correct.
Mm-hmm. Levi.
And Tyvus is stupid. That's
yeah,
what
there
I
you go.
Say.
Levi says, my guys.
I got bronchitis.
Oh, this is, I think, the similar thing to what we had on the phone. He said, my tool of the week is, man, when Creed announced the summer of 99 Cruise, he said he'd go to a concert if they had a tour. I'm currently en route to their show in Cincy tonight, and I'm bummed knowing man's droopy sack will
I'm
be
sorry.
In his basement.
I'm sorry.
Instead of yelling, yeah, with us. Hashtag GTH.
But I'll be talking to you guys in my basement.
Yes, that's well.
I got Common Man's
that's
basement.
That's what he said. He said he's not going to be able to check that out. He's going to be at the Creed concert instead,
well,
which you said you would be there.
He can watch that. It's still going to be there. It just won't be live. And I'm sorry I broke my promise, but you have to realize that I don't go anywhere with people.
I understand.
You should know this by now. And I make these promises like, if this happens, I'll cut off my genitals. And I never follow through.
No, what you usually do is say, I'll let T-Bone cut off my genitals if this happens, which you know I don't want to do anyway. I want no part of that. Annie Hockhausen says, my guys. My tool of the week is me. One of my younger coworkers snickered at me today when I said the word edging, referring to the edge of my desk. When I asked what they were laughing at, they asked me to look up what edging means. I'm too old for this crap.
What does
Hashtag
it mean?
GTH.
I don't know.
Go look it up.
Teddy, what does it mean?
It's
you know?
There's no good way
no,
to
describe it. I don't know either.
Well,
no.
There's
right,
no
I'm
good way to describe this to you on
but
the radio
but
is what I'm
try.
Trying to say. I can't, really. But yeah, it involves.
Oh, I see.
Almost getting the job done.
It says edging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is appropriate. This is technical.
Okay.
Edging involves sexual stimulation to the point just before orgasm before slowing down again.
Yes, that's there you go. Well, then there. See, that's why you needed to look it up so we could say that in a more polite way.
Who the hell wants to do that? Just take one dip and end it. Let's go. And watch TV.
I just want to be clear for the audience listening. He said dip.
Dip.
Yes. I don't know what else you might have thought he said. He said dip.
You finish, and then you watch TV. You
dip.
Don't extend it.
Just take one dip. A bag of dips. Yeah. Bub says, tool of the week is my car, which decided to die in the Wendy's drive-thru. I got my food, and it wouldn't do anything. Had to get towed from Wendy's. Very embarrassing. Waited 2 hours inside Wendy's on the tow truck. They went to the wrong Wendy's, but I got saucy nuggets. Best part of the day. Bob, you're my guy.
Bob.
You kept it up.
Megan
you,
Lemonade.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. Are we done, or do you have time
Give
for
one
more?
Come on.
This one is President Bush, who says, my red-peckered woodbellies.
Flacco, my cracko.
Red-bellied woodpeckers, but whatever. My tool of the week is Timmy Hall for refusing to eat the vending machine corn dog. He half-assed eating the chili dog by not swallowing, and that's why he got sick. He needs to grow a set like Tyvus and eat the whole thing this time. That's right, but he's gone. He's out. And by the way, we did get a tweet from Timmy who said, my guys. He actually said, you guys. He said, the both of yous are my non-tools of the week. Going to pick up my putter, and all I want to do is eat pizza and rub a ribeye sandwich all over my body with the jus. Bad boy, hashtag fat boy food tip. Yep. So Timmy was listening when we were talking about eating Wario's and Bite This
right,
and
pick
pizza.
A winner.
Let him live.
This whole segment's been edging.
Oh, now I'm so glad
I almost,
that.
I almost get you there.
We've introduced that one to your vernacular
we
now.
Pull it back.
That's right. Do you have the phone? Because I actually think we could give one to the burner phone.
Oh, my God.
The 33, the one on... What do you want me... Why am I getting... You're giving me the phone?
Yeah, you take the phone.
Great. Teddy, how do I... Well, whatever. The guy.
How do I open the phone?
We
no.
did this last week when you weren't here, actually. You just text the person back and
okay.
say, hey, give me your name and address, and then we'll...
All right.
I can take it from there.
Marysville Road Crew.
Oh, you like
win
that
for
guy.
That. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That was great. Congrats, Marysville Road Crew. You win by losing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a $50 gift card to the Walrus. Back page. Coming up, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got some slow-moving traffic on southbound 270. On the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70, and expect a small delay on southbound 71. On the north side between North Broadway and 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by WhatsApp. LOL and ROFL without the green bubbles. There's a way to share no matter what phone you use. WhatsApp, the place to safely send messages between different devices. Message privately with everyone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And traffic.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy is on vacation, so hosting the Buckeye Show this evening, Tito Jeff Thidoff.
Common man, I owe you an apology.
Why?
I'm here till 8 tonight.
Yeah?
So I'll be late for the start.
Oh.
I need the address still for the basement show.
No, you don't come over to my house. It's just
I thought you said I was...
It's on YouTube.
I thought I was co-hosting with you on there. You're like, as a guest appearance?
Featured guest, right?
No, there's instructions for you to be shot on site if you're seen on the property.
We talked about that, I thought. Maybe it was a dream I had, but I thought I was doing that.
It was a fever dream. I'm glad I'm featuring in your dreams. But no.
I woke up edgy.
I'm sure you did. But
I like that everyone just now found out what that is at the radio station.
I would love,
it's like when we found out who Hawk Tua was 3 weeks after she became a thing.
I would love That's all good. Of you if you're fans of the show, really if you care about me at all, to spend your evening with me. 8 o'clock.
Oh, I thought
live.
You were gonna say shoot Tito on site. No, I didn't know what you were gonna say.
8 o'clock live on YouTube. Just search Common Man's Basement and you can catch me staring at the camera answering your questions.
Do you think if you did that, asked to have someone shoot me when they see me,
do you think one of your fans would do it, though? No, I don't want anybody to shoot you.
But I'm saying if you did, though, do you think you've got that kind of pull in the community?
No, I don't think so.
You'd be charged with probably manslaughter, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I can see the dateline in my head. I can hear right Keith now. Morrison in my head with the narration.
Well,
they thought it was just a radio show.
Right, yes.
And as Bill Burr has pointed out before, if you get a bad read in the courtroom where it's like, shoot him on sight. I want you to shoot him on sight. Please shoot him on sight. Like, no one's going to hear the humor
and
in that.
And they play audio of this show out of context in the courtroom?
That's bad.
Oh,
that
that's
will
right.
Not,
they're
going to
give me the death
out.
Penalty.
That would not be good.
And then he said... Pee-pee no worky.
Right.
A lot.
All right, what's coming up on Buckeye Show tonight?
Oh, Austin Ward's in with me, so I'll probably end up just sitting there asking a bunch of questions about practice for the first hour. We do have some sound, though. Jim Knowles was out there, I think, with Bishop and Friends today. We got sound from that coming up. We'll do Buckeye Bits, Power 5 also, and we also, a former Buckeye's going to the Hall of Fame this weekend. Hmm? Going in. A former Buckeye is going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, a former Buckeye. Yeah. I thought you said four Buckeyes are going into the Hall of Fame.
I thought you said four more Buckeyes were going into the Hall of Fame. Well, that was pretty good haul.
It's good to know that you got marbles in your mouth and no, we both can't hear you.
We're deaf. That's what it
you
is.
You guys both heard different things, though. You both heard different things. That's a good thing.
The back page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Back page, hit it. That's what you get to say usually.
Oh, you get to do it?
I get to say it.
When he likes to do it. It's like when my daughter wants to push the buttons on the elevator.
I was just going
to
say. It feels like when my dad would let me pump gas when I was 9 years old.
Go sure, ahead, honey, son. You can get up. There. Go ahead.
That's fine.
Touch
right
that
ahead.
Human petri dish of a button over there. Lick your tongue.
Now I feel
lick
stupid.
Lick your tongue?
Now I feel stupid.
Take
for doing
your
it.
Tongue.
Take
lick your finger is what I was trying
sure,
to say.
That's right.
Not. Don't do that, you.
Disgusting. The visuals are all over the map right now. So Don Lemon, former CNN host, had a deal with the company known formerly as Twitter, X, and its leader, Elon Musk, to do shows on the platform. He interviewed Elon Musk as part of the first interview for that show. And after that interview, the rest of the series was canceled because apparently he and Elon Musk no likey each other. It did not work out. The Don Lemon Show never became a thing. and the deal was canceled before the premiere episode even aired in March. However, now Don Lemon has filed a lawsuit against Musk seeking the amount of money that he was owed in damages for this abruptly being canceled. So good luck with all of that. I'm sure Don Lemon has some good attorneys. I'm going to guess Elon Musk, with billions of dollars at his disposal, has slightly better attorneys, but see how it plays out. Meanwhile, on the other end of the riches and wealth spectrum, a Cape Coral man was arrested after allegedly entering a homeowner's backyard and attempting to steal from the pool area. Cade Logan, 29, was arrested on Friday after police responded to the home, where the homeowner said, "Someone is in my pool area," where there's like a, they all have like gates and fences and screens around them to prevent bugs and gators and all that stuff. So he was back in there hiding in some bushes. They asked him to come out. When he did, they said, "What were you trying to steal?" And he copped to trying to steal a decorative turtle. This was also evident on the security cameras, which caught him doing so. So
maybe this thing's very valuable on eBay.
Maybe. In either case, he was taken to the Lee County Jail and charged with one count of burglary and one count of petite theft. I'm sure, but I think what they mean, maybe it's petty theft.
Or no,
maybe
I hope it's petite.
Petite theft is actually
tiny,
what it's called.
Tiny, cute theft.
Yes. If you steal a bigger turtle, it's then hefty theft.
It's Simone hefty Biles thefty. Theft. She's petite.
Petite theft. I'm sure it's a legal term, you know? What do I know about it? Petite theft. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Your music lasted longer than my back page.
Well, I got 30 more seconds, too.
Why turn
the music down?
Yeah, I guess we do.
How pretentious do you have to be misery if you call somebody a petite theft? Like, that's just a real snobby thing to do. Arrest somebody for petite theft.
Tito, it's the law.
What do you
no,
want?
Like petty theft.
Manly.
No, petty theft is something, but saying petite theft makes it sound like it's very pretentious.
Well, maybe it's a term that originated in...
Probably a London bobby is what it is.
What's a London bobby?
Isn't a bobby a cop in England?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
maybe,
right?
Maybe.
See, there we go. I'm educating you guys. A bobby is a cop.
You're
in England,
something
yes.
right now.
And it sounds like what a bobby would say.
Hey, everybody.
In London.
Top of the morning.
Hey, Bobby here. How you doing?
Hey. Hey, come to my Halloween party, Tito.
You know, why?
Did you go to his Halloween party?
I won best costume.
What was the costume?
It my
50-year-old loser.
No. He wins that every day.
I'm sorry, Tito. It was just
no. You're
right
not
there.
Sorry, though. You're really not sorry that you said that. And I wish I was a 50-year-old loser.
Because that is the sequel. The sequel to 40-year-old Virgin is 50-year-old loser star.
That was
Tito.
That's the meanest thing. And Bone said some mean stuff.
I didn't
to me.
Say it. Right.
That's the meanest thing he's ever said to me.
I didn't say it.
I dress
so
like
sorry,
no,
Tito,
no, you're
I'm
not.
So sorry.
I dress like the monkey from Wizard of Oz, one of the monkeys. And my wife was the Wicked
Davy
Witch.
Davy Jones?
Davy Jones Lockley. No, not Davy Jones. One of the monkeys from Wizard of Oz.
I see.
Maybe I'll go Davy as a 53-year-old loser because I'm 53 bone. This year, I'll just go.
I shaved a couple years off for you.
Buckeye Show's years. Next. Don't forget about my stupid YouTube thing at 8. See you Monday. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a five-minute delay on northbound 71. On the north side, from 670 to 11th Avenue. And things are moving slowly on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. When it comes to your favorite toppings, Donato's doesn't take them lightly. Actually, quite the opposite. They pile them on from edge to edge. Now for limited time, get 25% off when you order online and pick it up. Use promo code TAKE25. Donato's. Every piece is important. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's a Fan Action Update.
Your Big Ten Action Update. The Penn State Nittany Lions have the third best odds to win the Big Ten this year at 5-1. Penn State has the eighth best odds to win the national championship, sitting at 20-1. The Nittany Lions season win totals 9.5 games, and Penn State's non-conference schedule includes games against West Virginia, Bowling Green, and Kent State. Penn State is -142 to make the 12-team college football playoff. For your Action Update.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat.
She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
I'm Scotty Vegas.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good afternoon. I'm Buddy Wells. Starting with baseball, two of the league's best continue the series in Cleveland tonight as the Guardians and Orioles play the second of their four-game set. The Guards own the best record in all of baseball. The O's, meanwhile, they're two games back of them. First pitch at Progressive Field is next hour at 7:10. Carlos Carrasco starts for Cleveland. As for the Reds, they continue their homestand as they host the Giants tonight at Great America Ballpark. It's the first of three against San Francisco there. That one will also get started at 7:10. Andrew Abbott is on the hill for the Redlegs. And at the Paris Olympics today, the U.S. men's national team were knocked out in the quarterfinals as they lost to Morocco 4-0. This update is sponsored by Roosters. Roosters is giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences. We're talking tickets, sideline passes, a trip for two to Oregon, and more. You can register today and every day at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. You like garbage food. I like garbage food.
Yeah.
I asked you to choose your number one fast food establishment, and you went with Wendy's.
Yeah.
Which, look, location, consistency.
It's all good.
Fine. You can have free Wendy's for the rest of your life. As many times a day as you want. It's hot and fresh every single time. You're treated like a king when you go there. No dirty looks. But you have to play Russian roulette.
What do you, every time?
No. One time.
Oh.
One time.
Oh.
One.
You know what?
Time.
I'll just keep paying for my food. I don't want to take that chance. Not for.
What is it? Is it six?
In the chamber.
All right. Well,
if you're talking about a revolver.
I mean, the odds are in your favor.
That doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
It's not a.
The odds
are in your favor, maybe, but it's
maybe I overestimated your love for food. Is there amount of money out there for you to play Russian roulette?
I mean, yeah, probably.
But what is that amount?
Does my family get it either way? Like, I mean, obviously I'm not doing it. Well, then why am I doing it? Because then I'm either alive and rich or dead, and then none of that money.
First of all,
what was even worth it?
If that was the deal, my wife would load bullets in all the chambers.
Same. I know. Mine would too. I'm just pointing out that the whole point of me doing this would be so the family gets money.
How about this with the Wendy's?
Yeah.
Not Russian roulette, but I shoot you once with a gun in the thigh.
Oh. But then I get free
Wendy's for life.
For the life? Yeah.
No problem.
I mean,
shoot you with a gun in the meaty thigh.
You're guaranteeing me I live and can heal from it and eventually get back to a normal life.
I mean, hey man, that's up to you.
What do you mean that's up to me?
I mean, I don't know what happens when you get shot in the thigh. Maybe I hit an artery. Maybe I hit a bone. They have to amputate your leg. I have no idea. But I'm shooting you in the thigh.
That's a risk I could probably take to get free fast food for the rest of my life.
Teddy, would you let me shoot you in the thigh for free food?
I was going to say yes, but then you said if you could just guarantee that I would still live. But
yeah, I just want to make sure. You're probably going to, I mean, chances are good you're going to live.
Yeah, you get shot in the thigh most. And
I would think so, yeah.
Can I have my doctor be like right there
exactly.
With a full medical kit?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, there's an ambulance there.
Okay, okay. Then we got the good chance I'm making it out even if you blaze an artery off of me or something. That's fine.
What's your place, Teddy?
McDonald's, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that going to be yours?
Probably.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's coming strong to the hole.
Taco Bell would be my number two choice. I mean,
could you eat Taco Bell like seven times a day?
Absolutely. I could eat Taco. There's so many options, and it's all the same food, but I don't care. It's delicious. But Wendy's for me, slightly more options for me, so I will go with that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.